news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Minneapolis remains a city on edge as protests continue against an immigration crackdown. The Trump administration is defending aggressive crowd control tactics used by federal agents as President Trump considers using a rarely used legal tool. Retired Brigadier General Michael McDaniel says the president does have the authority to invoke the Insurrection Act.
There is no question that the president of the United States can use the Insurrection Act as legal authority to call out National Guard troops. The last time this was done was in 1992 by George Herbert Walker Bush because of the riots in L.A.
But McDaniel says the troops are limited in what they can do. U.S. forces in the Caribbean Sea have seized another sanctioned oil tanker. It's part of a broader effort to take control of Venezuela's oil. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on yesterday's White House visit by this year's Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Venezuelan opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado met with President Trump at the White House. The president had been lobbying for the Peace Prize. It went to Machado.
I presented the President of the United States the medal.
The president confirmed on social media Machado had left the medal for him to keep, and he said it was an honor to meet her. Machado says she presented the medal
as a recognition for his unique commitment with our freedom.
The two discussed Venezuela's future, despite the president's doubts about Machado's leadership. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The 22-year-old Utah man charged with killing Charlie Kirk due back in court today. His attorneys are seeking to disqualify prosecutors in the case. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-723-2233. 800-723-2233. 800-723-2233.
Good morning. It's 6:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like a couple of things on the Beltway already. About a half an hour ago, we had a wreck on the outer loop as you're coming around the curve from the Beltway towards Pulaski Highway, where 702 and Pulaski Highway kind of all come together. That was in the left-hand lane. There's a new report of a wreck now, and I'm just starting to see some impact here. Outer loop is the report between I-83 and the JFX. So the 83 ramp and then the traffic coming over from York Road and Charles Street. We're beginning to see some brake lights there. We'll try to get some more information on that. Right now, at least, a good start with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off frigid for your Friday morning. Temperatures in the teens and 20s, but single-digit wind chills, so make sure to bundle up. We don't get much warmer this afternoon with temps in the mid to upper 30s. Tracking a couple of systems that could bring some rain and snow this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a chilly 22 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Maryland Representative April McLean Delaney will join more than two dozen members of Congress for a field hearing called Kidnapped and Disappeared, Trump's deadly assault on Minnesota. The hearing comes after the ICE killing of 37-year-old Renee Good and President Trump's immigration actions throughout the nation. During the hearing, witnesses will speak about constitutional violations and their personal trauma. One person is dead after a triple shooting in Baltimore Southern District. Police responded to the 2100 block of West Patapsco Avenue at about 9:30 last night, where they found one of the victims and two others nearby. One victim was pronounced dead at the scene. The others were taken to an area hospital. No update on their conditions. And a proposed bill in Annapolis would place an additional tax on firearms, ammunition, and gun accessories to fund violence prevention programs, trauma care, and victim support. The legislation includes exemptions for certain firearm sales, including purchases made by law enforcement agencies, the military, and the National Guard. Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 6, 5, 5, pick 4, 5, 5, 2, 3, and your pick 5, 8, 5, 7, 2, 8. At 6:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Steiner Sports is up next.
Download to see if you qualify for Albert Instant Advance. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription is required for Instant Advance. Please see the Albert app or Albert.com for subscription pricing. Subscriptions can be canceled at any time.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? You can get up to a $1,000 advance fast to pay for car repairs, bills, rent, groceries, whatever you need. Plus, Albert can help you find ways to save and give you a custom budget to actually grow your money.
Albert can get me up to $1,000?
Exactly. But they do more than get you up to $1,000. Albert is your financial assistant, helping you budget, save, and spotting you money in a pinch.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code MONEY to get up to $1,000 for your bills, rent, groceries, and more. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code MONEY to get up to $1,000. Use code MONEY to get up to $1,000.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, it isn't official yet, but it does appear that John Harbaugh's next destination will be New Jersey. Just 9 days after being let go as head coach of the Ravens, Harbaugh and the New York Giants are ironing out the final details on a deal to be the 25th head coach in team history. Multiple outlets reporting it's 5 years for $100 million. If so, Harbaugh would join the Chiefs' Andy Reid as the only $20 million head coaches in the NFL. As for the Ravens' head coaching search, it continued yesterday with Mike McDaniel being interviewed. The former Dolphins head coach is the 11th candidate interviewed by Baltimore. The team will conclude the first round of their interviews over the weekend and begin to trim its list next week. And the rich get richer in MLB. The Dodgers signing outfielder Michael Tucker to a four-year, $240 million deal last night. LA's 2026 payroll inching towards $400 million. Coming up in 30 minutes, the college basketball point-shaving scandal comes to Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, January 16, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program here in this hour, meet the new boss. Not quite. Actually, much worse than the old boss, the new speaker lashing out at her fellow Democrats yesterday. Maryland Democrats now introducing anti-ICE legislation, as predicted, as expected. But a top story here today, President Trump is warning the Minnesota Democrats, specifically people like Tampon Tim, Jacob Small Fry, and Keith Ellison et al., that he may have to invoke the Insurrection Act. in Minnesota. We'll explain what that is in greater detail in just a second. But, you know, the bottom line here is, I don't know if you've seen the videos coming out of Minnesota. It is just mind-boggling that the local PD is standing down. They're not helping whatsoever. We've seen ICE agents attacked. We have people that now, when they've had to abandon their cars, agents have to abandon the cars. They have been firebombed. They have broken into their cars. They stole. One gangbanger of the Latin Kings stole a firearm, a long gun. He has now been arrested. A real sweet individual, this Latin Kings gangbanger. We've also seen them get sensitive ICE and FBI documents out of the vehicles, arrest warrants, names of individuals that they're pursuing, et cetera. So Minnesota is now officially out of control, like it was last time during the George Floyd chaos. Remember? That's exactly what Tampon Tim lorded over. That's what he wants this time. Chaos and confusion. And to pour gasoline on the fire, the mayor of the Little Mogadishu, Jacob Small Fry, really, I think, crossed the line. He had a police officer, the Minnesota Minneapolis police chief, Brian O'Hara, standing next to him when he said this.
And we're in a position right now where we have residents that are asking the very limited number of police officers that we have to fight ICE agents on the street, to stand by their neighbors. We cannot be at a place right now in America where we have two governmental entities that are literally fighting one another.
That is the mayor of Minneapolis, St. Paul, a.k.a. Little Mogadishu, saying that, it seems to me implies he wants, they don't have enough cops to fight ICE agents in the streets. That is stoking the flames of civil war. And that is, I think, the reason why they need to be put down. I'm talking about the protesters, the radicals, the gangbangers, the people coming in from out of state, the people attacking ICE agents. They need to have this rebellion squashed like a bug. Here's Tampon Tim also throwing napalm on the fire.
Federal government is raining down upon our communities. 2,000 to 3,000 armed agents of the federal government have been deployed to Minnesota. Armed, masked, undertrained ICE agents are going door to door, ordering people to point out where their neighbors of color live.
Folks, that's a grand lie. When they go door to door, it's because they're looking for someone, not asking people to snitch on their neighbors. They have arrest warrants. They're looking for, this individual live here? When's the last time you saw this individual? They have arrest warrants. They have immigration warrants that they're trying to serve, and they're trying to arrest many of these very dangerous criminals, like the Latin Kings gangbanger that stole a weapon out of an ICE agent's car. All right, coming up next, more on the Insurrection Act. We'll hear from Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, as to what she and the president discussed yesterday. 6:13, WCBM traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. Looks like a couple of things may be clearing now. There was a wreck almost 40 minutes ago now. The outer loop where 702 and the Beltway come together there on the southeast side. I just looked at the camera at Chesico and then again at Pulaski Highway. Not a big deal. There was some activity over in the far side in the left-hand lane. Whatever the situation was here on the Beltway between 83 and the JFX, that's corrected itself. There had been some debris in the right lane. That's gone. And it looks like now that area has recovered. Northern Carroll County, there's going to be a road closure now. There's a structure fire there on Route 97 at Old Hanover Road. And the word right now from that end of Carroll County on the north end that roadway may be blocked with a local detour underway. Good start, and the lanes are open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, frigid temperatures here this morning. Temperatures in the teens and 20s, wind chill single digits. Not getting much warmer today. Tracking a system for this weekend that could bring some winter weather to our area. So more on that as the day unfolds. But yeah, it's bitterly cold here this morning. Depends on where you are. But right now it is 22 in Columbia and 23 in Annapolis. And just for comparison's sake, in Boca Raton, Florida, it's 42 degrees.
Mm-hmm. 31 in Brooksville.
31 in Brooksville. So this is a Canadian cold front that is, what do they call these, the polar vortex. It's going to be around with us for about another week or so, on and off.
Yep.
So
the iguanas are falling out of the trees.
Yes, they are. Just wear the helmet, Chuck, as you've been advised repeatedly in your career.
Go find a helmet. All right. Put on a helmet.
One line of news for you today. President Trump has unveiled the concept of his new health care plan, which would pay money directly to Americans who would then use it to purchase a health care plan for themselves.
Genius.
So the money doesn't go to the insurance companies. Right. It goes through Americans. You now, we are going to be in charge. He did have one, I think, very interesting suggestion. He said that the administration wants Democrats to be responsible for their own health care. In fact, he's advocating a do-it-yourself prostate exam for Chuck Schumer.
With a golf club.
Exactly. Federal indictments charged 20 men, including some former players, for rigging college basketball games in a point-shaving scandal, including Coppin State here in Baltimore.
Wow.
No biggie for the players who are indicted. Will be just another court appearance, obviously.
Yeah.
Who's writing this stuff?
Well, Maria Shriver's podcast, comedian Jay Leno says people in Hollywood can't believe he's honoring his marriage vows with his wife, Mabel, who is suffering from advanced dementia. Mm-hmm. They're actually on social media advocating to go get a girlfriend.
Wow.
Go find somebody else.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Leno admitted that he cheated one time and they left that person heartbroken, but enough about Conan O'Brien. Candy maker Brox is changing the formula of its iconic Valentine hearts in an attempt to make them taste less chalky. Yeah.
they taste like Tums.
Yeah, they do. I'm not a big fan.
No.
What's next? Candy corn that tastes less... not as earwaxy? I just don't know what's going on there.
Not as corny.
Not as corny, right? elsewhere on this day, a man on Threads who goes by the name Biz Dave claims to have trained crows to attack Trump supporters by swooping down and stealing their MAGA hats. Okay. Good luck with that. If you count what happened at the Ford factory this week, this is the second time that Donald Trump and the birds have been mentioned.
Yes.
First nothing that a shotgun wouldn't cure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that'll take care of it immediately. So we have an update on the Verizon outage. Yesterday, remember we were talking about maybe it was a cyber attack? Verizon says no, and Verizon saying it's 178,000 customers. I had a listener yesterday saying it was 178 million.
That's a lie.
Yeah,
that's a lot. Like a third of the country.
But there was 178,000. It may be more. That was just Verizon. Apparently, there were other carriers that were involved. So maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, they said it was a software issue, and they're
server
working to
software
make sure that
got hacked.
It doesn't happen again. So I got my message today that offering me a $20 credit. Which might provide some relief.
What are you going to do with that money, Sean? Yeah.
Couldn't actually. My phone worked. It was my wife's phone that didn't, and I don't think she's going to be happy with the $20. You know, because I was there.
It should be 20 times.
She missed some quality scrolling time.
I know.
Hey, I was unaware of this because I really don't buy lottery tickets. I don't play the mega, the Powerball, so on and so forth. But I got a note here from one of our listeners, Dave. He says he does once in a while gamble, but he went into Royal Farms the other day, and it used to be that you could get a Powerball ticket for like $2 or whatever it was. It is now $5 per ticket.
Wow. Yep.
Mega Millions was $1, you recall. Then it was raised $2 a few years ago. And then at some point in time, now I don't know whether this is the state of Maryland that's doing this or whether it's...
it's everybody.
It's everybody, yeah.
And they made it more difficult to win. They added
more
extra numbers. Yeah.
Right.
It's horrible.
That's why we have these huge jackpots now.
Yes.
Sure.
Exactly.
And they go sometimes for a couple of weeks.
And the real big jackpots, a lot of people don't even win, and it goes back to the state.
Yeah.
It's true.
And the state keeps the profits?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a scheme.
I don't know.
That sounds like a little bait and switch.
Yep.
I know you can't guarantee winners, but, maybe they should.
I mean, I guess at the store that sold the ticket still gets the money, maybe? I don't know how that works. But
see, the thing with me, and I'm not a lottery player, but it would seem to me that instead of having these, huge jackpots, mm-hmm. which are billions and billions of dollars, and maybe one person or two person wins those, I just think that it would be much more advantageous to have a bunch of smaller winners.
Exactly.
That's make it a little bit easier, not increase the odds. And so instead of having people winning $1 billion, and maybe if somebody wins $1 million, mm-hmm. and maybe right. you have 20 $1 million dollar winners versus one $20 million winner.
I had a big surprise one day. I was over at the liquor store picking up some beverage, and I got a scratch off, and I went outside, and I thought, oh, look, $500.
Wow.
Walked back in, gave it to the guy, and he runs it to the machine, says, I can't cash this. I said, why? What? Don't have that in cash? He said, no, it's $1,000.
Huh?
There's another $500 in the corner down here.
Oh, my goodness.
So yeah. I had to go to Tampa, and then they write you a check for that kind of money.
Oh, so if it's a certain amount, they can't give you the cash. Right,
over $500, they can't cash it.
They can't cash it. Okay.
I didn't mind driving to Tampa, I'll tell you the truth.
I bet you didn't.
Wow. The most I ever won was $100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I won $5 once.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got that check, went next door, got rid of that, went to the Hard Rock, and spent some money.
Man.
Very good. All right, sounds good. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:21. Yesterday, made a little trek into Town Appliance, and one of the mayors was there, obviously. And, again, we're in the market for a new refrigerator. Our problem is, we don't have a space that will accommodate the newer refrigerators. I think the last time we bought a refrigerator was like 20 years ago. So now they make them bigger, and now nothing will fit in the space. So, yeah, but mayor gave me some valuable advice and gave me a number. Somebody that could help me out. And that's the kind of guy he is, he didn't make a sale yesterday, but he did point me in the right direction. So that's the kind of service you're going to get at Town Appliance. And just gorgeous. My wife was in she was in there for about 30 minutes just going looking at all the stunning displays. I think I might want a new kitchen. Said, well, we're just going to do the refrigerator and we'll go from there. But great place. It really is. Stunning showroom. Great service. Competitive pricing. Check him out. Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
6:23, it is 23 minutes after the hour. Time for traffic and weather on the freeze. And now the update, Whiskey Dots Johnson.
All is well at the Bay Bridge, and within about the next 20 minutes or so, going to be another nice sunrise for the traffic going east this morning out of the Sandy Point area towards Kent Island. Very nice, very clear. We can see the sun now is just coming up and blue skies over in that area. So that looks real nice again today. Northern Carroll County, some activity there around a building fire at Route 97 at Old Hanover Road. So that local traffic heads up for that. There may be a detour set up for the traffic in that area. JFX, you're still good. Nothing major with the building traffic now. And the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a frigid morning this morning. Temps in the teens and 20s. Wind chills single digits. Not going to get much warmer today. Tracking a system this weekend that could bring some winter weather to our area. Right now it's clear, 23 in Glen Burnie, 23 in Baltimore City. We're talking about the possibility of the Insurrection Act. Here's just a brief summary of what happened in the last few hours. Hell on earth in Little Mogadishu. Rioters destroying and looting ICE and FBI vehicles, stealing sensitive documents, ammunition, firearms. Local cops do nothing. On one of the ICE agents' vehicles, graffiti scrawled, the only good agent is a dead one. All right, this is how serious it is. Three Venezuelan illegals who attacked an ICE agent with a shovel. They have been identified with their career. All of them are criminal illegal aliens from Venezuela. All three, and they are now in custody. And President Trump warning the Minnesota officials on a Truth Social post. If the corrupt politicians in Minnesota don't obey the law and stop the professional agitators and insurrectionists from attacking the patriots of ICE who are only trying to do their job, I will institute the Insurrection Act, which many presidents have done before me, and quickly put an end to the travesty that is taking place in that once great state. The Insurrection Act, which was passed in 1792, is a law that allows a president to send the military or federalized National Guard troops into a state to push to squash rebellion or to restore order. The Posse Comitatus Act usually prevents the use of military to police in the United States, but the Insurrection Act does pause the Posse Comitatus Act, and it has been used. I think the last time it was used was during the Rodney King riots, if I'm not mistaken, back in, a long time ago. Kristi Noem held a short presser yesterday, and she talked about the violence that is ongoing in Little Mogadishu.
I describe it as violent and a violation of the law in many places. I discussed with the president this morning several things that we are dealing with under the department in different operations. We did discuss the Insurrection Act. He certainly has the constitutional authority to utilize that. My hope is that this leadership team in Minnesota will start to work with us to get criminals off the streets. Remember, we are there in surged operations because of the largest fraud scheme in American history. We had people stealing from taxpayers, stealing funds away from the most vulnerable individuals in this country, people who needed mental health services, developmental services, autism, daycare. Instead, individuals came in, much from the Somalian community, and stole dollars from those people who needed it and put it in their own pockets and enriched themselves. Did it right under Governor Walz's nose, and we believe that he didn't just know about it, that he may be complicit in it as well.
Yeah, and what about the Insurrection Act, which Section 253 allows the president to use the military to in a state to suppress, quote, any insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or conspiracy that so hinders the execution of the laws of the United States. And I think Minnesota does qualify, unfortunately. And what did she say to the president about the Insurrection Act?
No, we just discussed it, that it was one of the options that he had constitutionally. And we talked about the fact that we're going to continue our operations in Minneapolis and have the resources that we need to get the job done.
Yeah, the Insurrection Act has been used about 30 times in our nation's history. In fact, George Washington, John Adams used it to put down early rebellions. Abraham Lincoln invoked it during the Civil War. President Grant used it to crush the first incarnation of the KKK in the 1870s. So, again, 30 different times. And the last time was, Bush 41 used it during those Rodney King riots. Secretary Noem says, it wouldn't be for Joe Biden, he wouldn't have these kind of ICE agents going through neighborhoods and communities trying to round up criminal illegals.
The only reason we're in this situation is because the Biden administration allowed 20 million people to come into this country unvetted. My every day is spent thinking about the known terrorists that are in this country that I just haven't found yet. The suspected terrorists, the criminals, the murderers, the pedophiles that are out there on the streets that we need to find and get off the streets because Joe Biden opened up our borders and allowed that invasion to happen. If you can imagine the kind of dysfunctional criminal gangs and organizations that use that open border as an opportunity to infiltrate America, it's overwhelming at times, and that's why President Trump is so strong at taking action and making sure he's in every single state following through on his commitments to every single citizen.
And you look at what Tampon Tim is doing. He's not allowing local police to do anything. He apparently put the Minnesota National Guard on standby to be prepared, but for what? He's not utilizing them ICE agents being openly attacked. So it's a mess, and we'll see if it gets any worse. I think you're going to see the Insurrection Act imposed. How about that heat pump and that forced air heating system of yours? Is it working okay? Hopefully it is during these frigid temperatures, but if not, call Tim Kyle. I'm not Now he's getting really busy. So, but I would call sooner rather than later, and they'll come out and check your heating system, make sure it's operating. Number one, it's working, and two, it's working efficiently, so it's not costing you much more than it should during these high, utility bills. You know, Maryland has the highest utility bills in the country. A small little Maryland, highest utility bills. It's because of the energy crisis created by the current dominant party in power. So call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timcowellcompany.com and schedule your maintenance inspection today. It is 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. In for Maggie Hunter, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 6:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Maryland Governor Wes Moore and U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy released a joint statement following a meeting yesterday in Washington, D.C. They say they made significant progress and agreed to accelerate the reconstruction of both the Key Bridge in Baltimore and the American Legion Bridge that carries traffic between Maryland, D.C. and Virginia. Fewer Marylanders approve of the job Governor Wes Moore is doing in the state. A Gonzales poll shows 52% of voters approve of the governor's performance, while 41% disapprove. This marks a significant decline from his previous approval rating of 64%. Taxation remains a sticky issue, with 58% of Marylanders feeling they pay too much in taxes. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is blasting President Trump's ongoing push to acquire Greenland. Van Hollen says when Trump says America needs Greenland for security, it's important to remember that Denmark and Greenland already allow U.S. and NATO bases there, and they don't oppose additional measures. The senator says the move is a land grab by the president and, quote, don't be shocked if he tries to rename it Trump land. Salisbury Mayor Randy Taylor is reacting to a council member's remarks regarding ICE. The mayor has received numerous requests for a comment about a video on Michelle Gregory's personal TikTok account. The video features a viral audio clip using profanity directed at ICE, President Trump, and his supporters. The mayor says Ms. Gregory and others are part of a small group that attempt to inject national political themes into local governance. And the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Forest Service is providing volunteer fire assistant grants to 55 volunteer fire departments and 17 counties across the state. The funding will help the companies enhance wildland fire protection in rural communities. We'll have the winning Maryland lottery numbers next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, May 2025.
Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 655, pick 4, 5523. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels still doing just fine. All the lanes are open. A little busier now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but all 4 lanes are moving into the tunnel and then eventually down towards 395 at Camden Yards, 895 off in the distance. We can see both of those southbound lanes are open. JFX, very quiet but busy south of Ruxton Road through the city-county line. And so far, no issues on the Beltway anywhere along 695. Dundalk side, there's a new minor accident. Baltimore County is out there at Wise Avenue at Lynch Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off frigid for your Friday morning. Temperatures in the teens and 20s, but single-digit wind chills, so make sure to bundle up. We don't get much warmer this afternoon with temps in the mid to upper 30s. Tracking a couple of systems that could bring some rain and snow this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Ravens team owner Steve Bisciotti offering this advice to John Harbaugh last week.
And I talked to him about taking a year off. I said, you know, you're 63 years old. Allison just went to law school. You're an empty nester. You know, if you go to work for somebody else, I get offset, so I'm saving a whole lot of money. But I'd be more than happy to give you a very expensive paid vacation for
it. But Harbaugh is a coach and a coach's coach, and so it is that the former Ravens coach on the verge of accepting an offer from the Giants, 5 years, $100 million. Most sports media reaction was positive, including this from Fox Sports' Chris Broussard.
A team that is rebuilding. I think he is fantastic for this job because he's going to immediately bring credibility. Mm-hmm. He's going to bring respect. He's going to create a winning culture. He's going to bring stability that they haven't had since Tom Coughlin.
One notable exception, however, was Stephen A. on First Take on ESPN.
Am I thrilled? Am I over the moon about it for a New York Giants franchise that's been 7-27 over the last 2 years? Not particularly. I think that this is one of those situations where, you know, you still got the GM that's there. And if you're John Harbaugh, you're bringing Todd Monken with you, the guy that doesn't know when to give Derrick Henry the ball half the time. So, I'm looking at it from that standpoint. And I'm saying, my God, you didn't want to give Derrick Henry the ball. You're going to give it to Scatterball? I just don't know what you're going to do right now.
Harbaugh will inherit a team that is 62 games under 500 over the last 12 years, hasn't had a 10-win season since 2016, and has gone through seven head coaches in that time. Meanwhile, the search for the next Ravens head coach continues, with the team set to interview Rams passing game coordinator Nathan Shell-Haas today and Niners defensive coordinator Robert Saleh on Sunday. No less than 11 coaches have already been interviewed by the Ravens. So far, team owner Steve Bisciotti was asked at his presser earlier this week how long he would give the next coach to win him a Super Bowl.
John 5? Yeah, maybe I'll give this guy 6.
Orioles news, Birds making a big splash in the international amateur market yesterday, signing 10 contract agreements, including shortstop Jose Luis Acevedo, the highest-paid international signee in club history. This year's international signing class features 5 players ranked among MLB Pipeline's top 50 international prospects. That's a new high after never having more than 2 in a single class. And finally, the point-shaving scandal rocking college basketball comes to Baltimore. Ed Lee from The Sun reporting this morning that Coppin State was one of 17 NCAA Division I men's basketball programs implicated in the scandal. According to the 70-page indictment, a group of defendants described as fixers recruited an Eagles player to underperform and influence the outcome of a game against South Carolina State in March of 2024. The time now is 6:37 when we return a very revealing comment from Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Well, it's good to be back.
Yeah, welcome back. It's nice to have you back. You know, I was a busy guy for 3 days.
I figured that this week would be a slow sports week. You know, Ravens not in the playoffs. And
yeah.
I figured you could handle it. And then all of a sudden, boom, bang.
Yeah, we got hit with all sorts of stuff.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, but it was good. It was good stuff. Thanks for your help on the Ravens press conference.
No problem.
And so on and so forth. But I just, from that press conference, I walked away with one thing that are they really going to let Lamar Jackson have input as to who the next coach is going to be?
Okay, so that's actually the subject of this riff here, okay? The answer is yes and no. Here's a very revealing comment from Steve Bisciotti. I want to play. It's about 15 seconds, and then we'll comment, okay?
As you all know, you've gotten to know Lamar about as well as I have. And Lamar is really, really a non-confrontational person.
That's it. A non-confrontational person. What does that mean to you?
That means that it says to me that he had really nothing to do with kicking Harbaugh to the curb.
Well, less than we think,
right.
Number one. But
right.
Number two, he's not a leader.
Yeah.
That was a shot at Lamar. You can't make $75 million or whatever his cap number is going to be. He's actually going to make 50.
Well, I know. I hear what you're saying, but some guys, they let their actions dictate leadership.
Yeah.
So some guys are rah-rah, like Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. And so, but some guys, you know, they're quietly leading on the field by the way they play and the actions that they take on the practice field when they show up for practice.
This is a shot at Lamar.
Okay.
Okay. It's my opinion. It's not a fact. Okay. But I do believe it. I believe that, you know, if you're out there and you say that I didn't have the greatest relationship with Todd Monken and, you know, and all that stuff about Harbaugh and everything, and you're going to come to me and you're going to complain, and you're going to complain to me in private, I think this is a shot that's saying, if you're going to do all that, okay?
Well, careful what you ask for. You could get an A.J. Brown. Well, instead.
It's quite interesting what's going to be happening with Lamar this year.
Yeah, but seriously, he's going to have input. He's going to, sign off, yay, nay, on the coach?
No. I've got some sound later that'll say that he'll have say, but he's not going to have the final decision.
Okay.
Final decision is going to rest with Steve Bisciotti.
All right, very good. Thank you, Gary. 6:40, welcome back. 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. All right, so the anti-ICE rhetoric by the Democrats, not just in Minnesota, but here in Maryland. Here was Baltimore City Councilwoman Odette Ramos the other day.
Shame on us. Shame on the U.S. for doing this.
Yeah. And she went on to call them racists and white supremacists. And then there's Julian Jones of the Baltimore County Council, who wants to be your next county executive.
I guess ICE figure they're low-hanging fruit, so they go after them when they're taking their kids to school or when they're showing up for work.
They go and, you know, they're there when they're there, and they have an arrest warrant, just like they would do for anybody. They're not being treated any differently. They're not being denied due process. But the one that takes the cake is the Salisbury Democrat on the city council, Michelle Gregory, who is now facing a ton of backlash over her comments.
Just to be super duper clear for anybody coming to my page, guys, Trump, the cult, and if you have any problems with anything that I just said, you, you're not welcome here.
This town needs an enema.
Absolutely. A big one. So then we have the new speaker, Jocelyn Peña Melnick, saying immigrants deserve to live with dignity and respect. How can we as Americans stand by the disrespect, the abuses, people losing their lives, civil rights violations? Yeah, we're talking, they collate the two, they conflate the two in that immigrants and illegal immigrants under one big umbrella term. We all love immigrants and respect immigrants, but not the illegal aliens. And I see where our Congresswoman April, McLean Delaney is putting some group together, right? Some, and it's all about Trump and this, that, and the other thing. And they want people to come in and testify how their communities have been ripped apart, how they're right. I'm just going to mention a couple of names. Kayla Hamilton, Rachel Morin, Dakari Thompson, and others. Lakin Riley, Jocelyn Nongaray. Again, are their parents going to be able to come and testify? You should. The Morin family should be. Bill Ferguson, the Senate president, called ICE a, quote, paramilitary force that has disrupted and been offensive to humankind. Really? So, again, they're acting under the color of authority. ICE was established right after 9/11, 2001. And remember, Obama, they were deporting. I think they deported, like, of course, you know what they counted as a deportation? I got this from Vice President Vance. If he got to the border and you got turned away, that was a deportation. So they're saying, like Terry Moran of ABC, well, Obama deported them and they didn't have ICE going through the communities and rousting people. That's because they just turned people away at the border, which is what they should do. All right, we'll tell you what's next in the Maryland General Insane Asylum as they're trying now to get rid of the 287G program and very hostile towards ICE and law enforcement here in the state of Maryland, which, as we know, it's a pro-criminal state. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes with the update. The king of all traffic is here, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And both the Harvard Tunnels still clear, good to go right now. We're just around maybe 4 or 5 minutes at the most. On the southbound side, good conditions right now, both on 95 and 895. Had a quick check on the VW Parkway coming down from Arundel Mills, coming up from Powder Mill Road. All the lanes are open. The interchange is around 175 and Route 32. Always busy, but no big problems right now. Baltimore County had a minor wreck on the Dundalk side at Wise Avenue at Lynch Road. And again, a reminder, up in northern Carroll County, structure fire there still affecting Route 97 in the area at Old Hanover Road. And it looks like a local detour is still going to be underway through there. Capitol Beltway has picked up a little more traffic now, mainly on the outer loop, the usual area from Route 29, eventually going down the hill and around the curve to the Mormon Temple with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast frigid temperatures this morning. Temperatures are going to be in the teens and the 20s, but that wind just cuts right through you. It takes it down to the single digits. Not going to get much warmer today, unfortunately. And we are looking at a system here this weekend that could bring some wintry weather to our area. Right now we are 21 and clear in Parkville, 22 in Pasadena. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
I have a great urge to lick myself.
Yes, you do.
That's nice. There's an oldie but a goodie.
It's one of my all-time favorites. All right, so you know what this weekend is. It's a big football playoff weekend. Divisional round games Saturday and Sunday. What goes best with football games? Pizza and beer, right? So chicken wings as well. We found some great deals for you. Little Caesars is introducing the new Detroit-style slices and sticks for a limited time. So that sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a single-serve meal. Detroit-style slices and sticks features two slices of Detroit-style deep-dish pepperoni pizza, four pieces of Italian cheese bread, and crazy sauce for dipping as well.
Pizza.
Yeah. Available now for just $4.99.
Wow.
Good stuff, right? So get a load of that. That's at Little Caesars. Pizza Hut's offering a $10 Big New Yorker deal. You get the Big New Yorker pizza for just $10 at participating locations. The Big New Yorker is an extra large, which is a 16-incher New York-style pizza with Parmesan oregano seasoning cut into six foldable slices. You got to fold it if it's New York pizza.
Yeah.
If you can't fold it, that means your dough is too soggy. It's not New York pizza. It's got New York pizza's got a very crispy crust.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Pabst Blue Ribbon just dropped a 99-pack. Covered in Godzilla art. Looks like a beer tower, folks.
99 pack.
99 bottles of beer on the wall. Yeah. Get it?
There you go.
With a Godzilla theme, 99 pack designed by an artist. And so that is something that, I don't know if I could get this in a liquor store or not. I mean, maybe they somehow have it as a display or whatever.
Yeah. How would you carry it out?
Yeah. With a big hand truck, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
The Pabst Blue Ribbon Godzilla 99-pack will hit shelves nationally soon. Apparently not in time for this weekend. But maybe in time for the Super Bowl.
I guess that's four square boxes, if you think about it.
Yeah.
It was 100.
Wendy's is introducing the new Biggie Deals menu with meals as low as $4. This was sent in by the Gishman. He said you have $4 Biggie Bites, a Biggie Bag, a Biggie Bundle. And
Biggie Bag. That's his what?
And then there's Biggie Johnson.
There you go.
That sounds like a rapper, doesn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Tostitos is turning elote into its latest chip flavor. That's the Mexican street corn, if you like that. But from the Why Would They department, Butterfingers, the candy bar.
I like Butterfingers.
I do, too.
Would you like a Butterfinger French toast candy bar?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Butterfinger French toast flavor finally is about to hit the stores. Again, folks have spotted it in its new candy wrapper. The Butterfinger French toast will be released in king size with two shareable bars, and that'll be coming to a store near you fairly soon.
Now, they're trying too hard with these things.
Yeah, I mean, I think they are because, let's face it, when you want a Butterfinger, that's what you want. That's what makes it uniquely a Butterfinger. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's like when I want to these movies.
Right. When I want a Snickers bar.
Right.
And I know they kind of messed around with Milky Ways and stuff, and you got the milk chocolate, the dark chocolate, which is okay.
Right.
The white chocolate with Reese's. Mm-hmm. But don't mess around with the flavor of the candy bar.
I mean, I love French toast, but I also love Butterfingers. But don't put them together.
All right. Well, that's how Reese's peanut butter cup. Yeah, that's like chocolate with peanut butter, right? Isn't that the story of how Reese's was born?
That's their
what
story.
They say. That's what they say. All right, Chuck, thanks. Seeing a couple. Appreciate 649. We're talking about Maryland's anti-ICE temperament and posturing. And at least seven people were detained by ICE Tuesday in the Annapolis area. Anne Arundel County Executive, the Obama community organizer, Stuart Pittman, posted on social media this week that there were unprecedented levels of ICE activity. You want to know why, Stu? Because there's unprecedented levels of criminal illegal aliens wandering around the state of Maryland. That's why. Pittman said the ICE enforcement makes communities less safe. No, actually, it's the reverse. If you were to cooperate with ICE in Anne Arundel County, in these other counties, in Baltimore County, Baltimore City, it makes you get the criminal illegal aliens handed over to ICE peacefully. They don't have to go into the community and do it. Sheriff Jenkins was on with us a couple of weeks ago and made that point. If you'd only cooperate with ICE. But see, they can't do that because the Democrat Party in this state and others, including Little Mogadishu, they are basically reliant upon the vote of illegal aliens in that community. So
I would also beg to differ about, I mean, it's also the vote, but possibly money as well. Yeah. Up in there.
Well, Big Stu says, if you're horrified by ICE coming into your community and breaking up families, I urge you to step up and support your neighbors. Who broke up family by sending their families over the border? Illegally. Sending their children, some of their girls, to be raped. Incredible. All right, more on this, and we have the speaker, the new speaker, Jocelyn Peña Melnick. And people were all, remember, Republicans were licking her boots and praising her as being one that's going to listen to you and work with people. And you may not agree. Well, we've got some interesting audio coming up in just a second. It's 6:51. You're listening to Casey and Company. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
6:53, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Looking at the west side outer loop, still in very good shape right now from 795 through Liberty Road, down here through the ramps of Route 40 and on the way down towards Frederick Road. Skies are clear this morning, so a little while some of these areas south and eastbound will be fighting the bright sunshine, so we need to be prepared for that. But the Beltway looks good this morning, even at Green Spring and even over at Hartford Road. JFX, if you're making the early ride, no problems. The interstates coming into the Beltway remaining clear, 95, 83, 795, and 70, and your lanes are open along I-97 as you're coming northbound through Anne Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. Frigid temperatures are going to be with us for a little longer, unfortunately. Temps in the teens and 20s, wind chill taking it down into the single digits here this morning, and pretty much not going to get much warmer the rest of the day today, unfortunately. We're also keeping an eye on maybe a weather system that could bring some wintry weather into the area a little bit later on this weekend. Right now, clear 22 in Millersville, 21 in Bel Air. So the new speaker of the House here in Maryland, a Democrat, Jocelyn Pena Melnick, who is an immigrant to this nation. Remember when she was touted or floated as her name is going to be speaker? A bunch of Republicans took to the airwaves, television interviews, and so on and so forth. And I'm not going to name them here. They know who they are. And they praised this speaker, this selection. Oh, at least she's gonna listen to us. She's gonna at least give us the time of day. She's not gonna cut us off like Adrian Jones didn't want to give us any time and took our floor time away. Blah 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 blah. Which, you know, at the time, in fact, there's a clip running right now on our one of our promos that has me criticizing the Maryland GOP for licking the boots of Jocelyn Pena Melnick. Well, on the opening day of the Maryland General Insane Asylum, Jocelyn Pena Melnick was chastising one of her own, a fellow Democrat. This isn't a Republican, folks. Imagine, once you hear this, what she thinks of the Republicans. And this is on day one of the General Insane Asylum.
You played with us. You killed the bill. You amended it to another bill. You held it on the floor. Einstein died. You knew what you were doing. Shame on you. And I hope your district takes you out.
One of her own. That's one of her. Oh, yeah, that's someone you want to phrase. She's going to work with us. Jeez. That's just unreal. I hope your own district takes you out. Folks, strap yourselves on. It's going to be a long, 88 days now left in the General Insane Asylum. Sad also to say, the Maryland delegate Adrian Boafo, he's introduced the Icebreaker Act of 2026, targeting ICE agents hired under President Trump. Hate to say that Delegate Boafo from Prince George's County is a graduate of my alma mater, DeMatha. Not a shining day, to each his own, as they say. Boafo says that it says something about the morals of the person, the character of the person. If they see what's happening on TV, they see what's happening in the streets and say, you know what? I want to join that. Something's off about that. He's talking about ICE agents. People that are coming in to sign up to be, Delegate Boafo, maybe they just love their country. Maybe that there was something off about the tens of millions of illegal aliens that were allowed to pour into this country, criminal illegal aliens, terrorists of all stripes, people that seek to do us harm. I know not everybody was. So this Icebreaker Act of 2026, I think, is unconstitutional and discriminatory. Apparently he wasn't listening when he was at DeMatha. But it would specifically ban ICE enforcement agents hired after the Trump inauguration from holding jobs in any state law enforcement category here in the state of Maryland. You're punishing or seeking to punish a single class of people, which I think is a violation of equal treatment under the law. And violation of the 14th Amendment. Maryland Democrats are going to end 287G. It's going to happen, folks. They've introduced legislation to ban the 287G agreements. Right now, there are 8 jurisdictions that have 287 agreements with ICE. As you know, Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, who's been on with us repeatedly, Chuck Jenkins, Mike Lewis, and others, are absolutely opposed to this. Because, once again, if you remove, listen carefully, Maryland Democrats, if you remove the 287G agreements with some jurisdictions, that's going to have more ICE agents into your communities, not less. Because here, when you're cooperating with 287G, they come to the jail to pick them up. Once you get rid of that, they'll be going back into the communities to find these criminal illegal aliens. So, again, these folks are just, it's a symbolism over substance. Imagine if you lost the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, or even your favorite radio show, TV show, your favorite song, or the voices of your children, grandchildren, or your spouse. We do know that hearing loss does occur as we age, and we want to make sure we get a good benchmark hearing test to know where we stand now. But if you're having any symptoms of hearing loss, get it addressed. Go to Audiology Associates immediately, and they'll give you a hearing test, and they'll take a look. It could be earwax. It could be any number of things. But you want to make sure you get it treated, because untreated hearing loss, especially in seasoned citizens, can lead to early dementia. So that's a very important thing. Again, they take a very gentle, empathetic approach. Dr. Melissa Sagev and her team at Audiology Associates, the most trusted name in Maryland for over 42 years. They help my wife and me out with offices throughout the Baltimore Metro. Call 410-944-3100, online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. It was another night of demonstrations in Minneapolis, but authorities say they were more subdued after the governor and mayor implored protesters to remain peaceful. Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem defends the actions of all ICE agents, some of whom have used aggressive tactics.
Every single action that our ICE officers take is according to the law and following protocols that we have used for years, that this administration has used, that the previous administration used. They are doing everything correctly.
President Trump is considering invoking the Insurrection Act that would mobilize U.S. troops. A South Korean court has sentenced former President Yoon Suk-yeol to 5 years in prison on some charges related to his imposition of martial law. The verdict is the first against Yoon in the 8 criminal trials over the decree that he issued in late 2024 and other allegations. Prosecutors in this country say former NCAA players are among those facing charges over rigged basketball games.
Federal prosecutors are charging 26 people, including former college basketball players who allegedly tried to fix games as recently as last season in what they call a scheme to rig NCAA and Chinese Basketball Association games. U.S. Attorney David Metcalf.
They would bribe said player to deliberately underperform so that his team would lose by more than they were favored to.
Of the defendants named in Thursday's indictment, 15 played basketball for Division I NCAA schools as recently as the 2024-25 season. 5 others were described by authorities as fixers. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Negotiations are taking place aimed at ending the nurses' strike in New York City, which began Monday. Hospitals have hired thousands of temporary nurses to keep ERs and other facilities running. More at townhall.com.
Meet Morgan Jones. Morgan is about to step into a world unknown to most, thanks to Progressive's Renters Insurance, a place of fresh linens and turndown service. You see, Morgan temporarily vacated her apartment and has gone to a hotel because a pipe burst in her apartment, a pipe that made her sense of reality and apartment ceiling all come crashing down. Luckily, Morgan checked into Progressive's Protection Zone. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers.
It's a new year. Ready for a fresh start or career reboot? At My Computer Career, prep for a more recession-resistant future in the high-demand fields of IT, cybersecurity, in months, not years, including AI. Whether you're starting out or switching careers, no prior training is needed. Attend school online from home or on campus. Go to MyComputerCareer.edu to take the free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
VW Parkway has a little more slowing southbound, but it's pretty much the normal delay around Arundel Mills down through Route 100, and then eventually down to Route 32. The pace is good right through there, and then the traffic coming up to the ramp area at 197 in Prince George's County. All the lanes are open, and the pace is good right through that area. Beltway still looks good. No issues right now. JFX, you're okay from Ruxton Road. And the good news is we're wide open. We're under a 5-minute delay right now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off frigid for your Friday morning. Temperatures in the teens and 20s, but single-digit wind chills, so make sure to bundle up. We don't get much warmer this afternoon with temps in the mid to upper 30s. Tracking a couple of systems that could bring some rain and snow this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 20 degrees in Pikesville. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Baltimore City has declared a code blue extreme cold alert in effect through this morning. Overnight temperatures were expected to plummet to dangerous levels. During the alert, city-funded shelters will shelter in place to accommodate anyone seeking refuge. Residents can call 311 for information. One person is dead after a triple shooting in Baltimore's Southern District. Police responded to the 2100 block of West Patapsco Avenue around 9:30 last night, where they found one of the victims and two others located nearby. One person was pronounced dead at the scene. The others were taken to an area hospital. No update on their conditions. A former congressional staffer from Glen Burnie is in trouble. 43-year-old Christopher Sutherland has been indicted on allegations he stole more than 200 government cell phones and sold them to a pawn shop. He faces one count of theft of government property. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia calls the theft a direct betrayal of public trust. Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 655, pick 4, 5523. At 7:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Steino Sports is up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, on that note from the 635 Sportscast, Sean asking how much power will Lamar have in the Ravens head coaching decision? Here's owner Steve Bisciotti pretty clear in his remarks on Tuesday.
Loves him.
Yeah. here we go.
A lot of say, but he has no power.
Okay.
I have the power. They have opinions, and I want them all. I care about my players very much, but I can't give them power.
There we go. All right. Meanwhile, former Ravens head coach John Harbaugh poised to be the next head man in New York now. Harbaugh and the Giants working on a five-year, $100 million deal. Harbaugh would inherit a team that went 4-13 in 2025 and finished last in the NFC East. New York has been to the playoffs only twice since winning the Super Bowl in 2012 and has suffered double-digit losses in 10 of the past 12 seasons. On the ice last night, the Caps were back at the Capital One Arena in D.C. hosting the Sharks. Picking up late in the second, Sharks on top, 2-1.
Good defensive play down low there, though, by the Capitals, Rasmus Sandin. Celebrini out front. They score! It's Regenda on the backhand from Macklin, and it's 3-1.
One of the great hockey voices, Randy Hahn, had the call on NBC Sports in California. Pavel Regenda's goal proved to be the game winner. 3-2, the final Caps' 12th loss in their last 18 games. Coming up in 30 minutes, more legal trouble for a Baltimore boxer. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From
Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Double X Drasella. Coming up in this hour, snap whistleblower warnings went unheeded to the governor and 17 other alleged lawmakers. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been lost here in the state of Maryland. Is it time for a statewide inspector general? Arguments for and against. But our top story here this morning, if you've been a listener to this program for a long time, you know I've followed the story of Tina Peters, the Mesa County clerk out in Colorado. She's a Gold Star mom, and she was convicted and sentenced to 9 years back in October of 2024 for alleged crimes committed while upholding her obligations under federal law to secure election records. She knew there was funny business going on in Mesa County. She knew it. And before the state or the county, in this particular instance, could cover up the evidence, she wanted to keep a copy of this, and that's what she did. And, of course, once the Jenna Griswold, the county executive in charge of the elections in Mesa County, found out, well, she raised a huge stink, and eventually she was charged with several crimes. Three counts of attempting to influence a public servant, one count of conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation, first-degree official misconduct, violation of duty, failure to comply with an order requiring the Secretary of State. Tina Peters is in her 70s. And they gave her a 9-year sentence, which many have argued could be a death sentence. So finally, her appeal has reached the appellate court in Colorado. And while they got off to a shaky start yesterday, then I was fascinated because I was watching the whole thing. The judges, the appellate, there were three-member panel of judges, lit up the state attorney general, assistant attorney general Lisa Michaels on, of course, what happened was they switched something with the wording of the charge to the jury. They made it think like it was a felony when it was actually a misdemeanor. And that's a major no-no when giving jury charge instructions.
Is it your position that a person can still be convicted of a crime with which they were never charged and with which the jury was never instructed, as long as the evidence is sufficient?
Yes, I think that is what the case law indicates, that in this case, I'll just point out too that, you know, I don't have the language of the statutes that you're citing in your hypothetical, but it was one word, might, and it was already.
Yeah, but that one word distinguishes it from a felony to a misdemeanor.
And this case made an extra sentence, 15 more months in the Department of Corrections that couldn't have been given had it been a misdemeanor conviction. It clearly affects a substantial right.
I'm confused as to why the people are continuing to maintain that the proper remedy on this isn't to enter the conviction for the misdemeanor, because the indictment used the word might, and the jury was instructed on that, so that's what the verdict is. I am baffled as to the position that's being taken, that we can somehow overlook that and still enter the felony because the evidence that was presented at trial would have supported the felony. Are you still maintaining that position in front of us here today?
Yes, that is our position.
Two judges questioning, how they charged the jury, and they led them to believe that this was a felony charge when actually it should have been a misdemeanor charge, and it ends up tacking on 15 additional months. And the judge in the case, Judge Barrett, missed it as well. So this is prosecutorial and judicial abuse of Tina Peters' rights. Wait, there's more. We're not done yet, because they deprived the jury of hearing evidence that was exculpatory to Tina Peters. That's coming up in just a second. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Pump D. Johnson.
There's a report of a minor wreck. I was just looking for it. I haven't seen it yet. Eastbound I-70 near the ramp at Route 29. There's no backup on 29, no backup on 70, so it could be halfway down the ramp. Just a heads up, if you're traveling locally, there doesn't appear to be right now to be a big problem. Route 97 up in northern Carroll County still closed. A structure fire there at Old Hanover Road. Some of the roadways are closed. The detour is underway. JFX, we're looking at you live here at the city-county line. All is well with the lanes open as you're moving south from Bruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, frigid temperatures overnight and early this morning into the teens and 20s with wind chill taking down into single digits, and it's not going to be much warmer for the rest of the day, unfortunately. Looks like not even going to get above 30 in some cases. It might push up a little bit. But back tonight, pretty much the same. Then we're tracking a system that could lead to some wintry weather a little bit later on. Clear right now, 20 in Forest Hill, 22 in Severn. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Yesterday, President Trump unveiled his plans for reforming health care, and he wants the monies that were appropriated under the Unaffordable Care Act that went to the insurance companies to go to you and me, the American people, and we can decide which health care plan we want. And he wants more costs to be listed on hospitals. This is one thing that both parties, there's a new poll out, we'll be talking about it probably next week in greater detail, both parties, and well over 90% Democrats and Republicans saying health care costs are too high. Okay, so there's common ground here. And President Trump is trying to come up with some answers. So that includes monies to the American people, not the insurance companies. That includes revealing what, transparency and pricing and costs for hospitals, doctors, et cetera. And then I think the final one would be the ability to shop for health care across state lines. That would be huge, like we do right now for automobile insurance, for life insurance. Why is health insurance any different? It shouldn't be. So President Trump, I think, is on the right track, and we'll see what happens there. Believe it or not, we just uncovered over 1.6 billion barrels of oil have been now discovered under the ground in the state of Texas. That's just unbelievable what we are finding. And President Trump says it's the drilling and the discoveries that are driving gas prices down.
We are now drilling more oil than any time any country ever in history, right? And oil prices in many states are down to $1.99 a gallon. That's like a major tax cut.
The president also announced yesterday the International Transitional Board of Peace, which will supervise the governance of Gaza. It'll be headed and chaired by himself as part of the 20-point Gaza peace plan. And he said the other members will be announced shortly. I'd expect maybe Jared Kushner to be on that, maybe Steve Witkoff. We shall see. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado made her first appearance at the White House yesterday to meet with President Trump, and she gave him her Nobel Peace Prize.
I presented the President of the United States the medal of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That was a very generous gesture. Now the Nobel Committee goes, you can't give it away. You know, we're not going to recognize Trump. We're going to keep your name on. So what? Losers. The Trump administration with another big win, an appeal over the pro-Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil's release from immigration detention. It ruled that the judge had no jurisdiction to order his release of the Columbia University grad. 2-1 ruling by a panel in Philadelphia-based 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. That means it opens the door to Khalil being rearrested. After it ordered the dismissal of that lawsuit. Tom Homan, the border enforcer, has got a message for you snowflakes, you Antifa types, BLMers, and others that are out harassing, haranguing, attacking, assaulting ICE officers as part of your quote-unquote protests.
We're going to make them famous. We're going to put their face on TV. We're going to let their employers in their neighborhoods, in their schools, know who these people are.
Yeah, that'd be great. By the way, President Trump has identified the roadblock to a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia. He said he could sum it up in one word, Zelensky. He said that, I think he's ready to make a deal. I think Ukraine is less ready to make a deal regarding Putin. So he says that Russia seems ready, but Ukraine is not. So we'll see how that happens. Yesterday, at the White House press secretary briefing, Caroline Leavitt called out Neil Stanage. He is a Northern Irish journalist working for The Hill who described the ICE agent involved in the death of Rene Good, as reckless. And here is the exchange.
How does that equate to them doing everything correctly?
Why was Rene Good unfortunately and tragically killed?
Are you asking me my opinion? Because an ICE agent acted recklessly and killed an unjustifiable.
Oh, okay. So you're a biased reporter with a left-wing opinion.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, because you're a left-wing hack. You're not a reporter. You're posing in this room as a journalist. And it's so clear by the premise of your question. And you and the people in the media who have such biases but fake, like you're a journalist, you shouldn't even be sitting in that seat. But you're pretending like you're a journalist, but you're a left-wing activist. And the question that you just raised and your answer proves your bias. You should be reporting on the facts. You should be reporting on the cases. Do you have the numbers of how many American citizens were killed at the hands of illegal aliens who ICE is trying to remove from this country? I bet you don't. I bet you didn't even read up on those stories. I bet you never even read about Lake and Riley or Jocelyn Nungre or all of the innocent Americans who were killed at the hands of illegal aliens in this country. And the brave men and women of ICE are doing everything in their power to remove those heinous individuals and make our communities safer. And shame on people like you in the media who have a crooked view and have a biased view and pretend like you're a real honest journalist.
Yeah, well, you know, that I think has been waiting to get out for quite some time. He just let it rip. Rightfully so. Florida Panthers visited yesterday. President Trump was given a golden hockey stick, a number 47 jersey, and some rings to celebrate their back-to-back Stanley Cups. And finally, President Trump is said unlikely to make an endorsement in the Texas Senate primary between Ken Paxton and Rhino John Cornyn, but Cornyn needs to go, and hopefully, I don't know why he's staying out of this race, because Cornyn has not been a friend of the president. Ken Paxton obviously will advance the MAGA agenda. Day 362 of the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
/7:21, and still to come, more of the appellate hearing on Tina Peters, and hopefully, keep fingers crossed, she might be getting out soon once they write their decision.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
The America Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The America Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The America Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
Be sure to listen to Safe Retirement Solutions Radio here on WCBM exclusively every Thursday from 6 till 7 and every Saturday from 11 till noon. Here on WCBM, get off your tuchus and listen.
latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, it is time for traffic weather on the threes. Friday morning rush hour here with an update. Steering you clear, Chuck Whitaker.
Might be a report of an accident now. Interloop coming up to the bridge in I-70. That's the initial report right there between I-70 and Security Boulevard. The camera at I-70 is out, but I'm looking at the overhead camera from Route 40, which is looking up into that area. And I'm starting to see some brake lights now, so there may be something to that. So if you're coming up from exit 15, you're working your way up eventually towards Security Boulevard, the I-70 area. That inner loop now is starting to back up right there at the bridge around Crosby Road. So it's going to be out of camera range, but it looks like there is something to the report on the inner loop at that area. There's a new wreck. Let me just clear my throat. Hold on a second. There's a new report of an accident at a fuel spill, which turned into ice in Harford County, Route 165, right before you get to Route 24. So up in the northern part of the county, fire department is there and requesting a salt truck at that location. They're working on a structure fire is what they're calling it. Carroll County, Route 97, is still affected there at Old Hanover Road. And this backup now in the inner loop is almost back to the ramps at Route 40. So heads up if you're coming up from Frederick Road and from Edmondson Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, last hour we were discussing the rise in cost of lottery tickets, and Joe from Brooklyn says Mega Millions is $5. Powerball is still $2.
Mm-hmm. Right, so the Powerball, too, doesn't get you the Power Play.
Right. So you have to pay extra for that.
Yeah. Right. So if you want to go for the big time, 1 in 800 million odds. Like you, getting run over by a streetcar.
You could have to fork over some extra dough, that's for sure.
Yeah, I just throw your money around. It's fine.
Yeah, again, much like you do, except most, of it's, nice. Most of it's play money. All right.
Monopoly, yes, with your face on the cover.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Frigid temperatures today, tonight, pretty much tomorrow as well. We're going to be in the teens and 20s with wind chills in the single digits right now. Not going to be a warm day today at all. And then there might be a system that might bring us some little wintry mix to our area shortly. Partly cloudy, 23 in Annapolis. It's 21 in Ellicott City. The Colorado Appellate Court judges eviscerating the Colorado State's case against Tina Peters, Gold Star mom, in her appeals hearing. And this has to do, with the deprivation of evidence. That means she was deprived of presenting evidence in her defense.
If there's a specific intent crime, which this is, the prosecution has to prove that specific intent. The intent to benefit, obtain a benefit for any person or maliciously cause harm to another. And she says, even if I did what I did, my intent wasn't that. And here's the evidence of that. The jury has to hear that evidence to be able to determine whether the prosecution proved the charge.
Yeah. And the jury didn't. The jury was not allowed to hear that evidence. The judge in the case limited that evidence. And the vast majority of it, and then the judge went off on this harangue at her sentencing hearing, calling her a charlatan. A snake oil salesperson?
Yes.
And it's just unbelievable. This was, I've never seen prosecutorial and judicial abusive conduct like this.
That's what I was going to say, Sean, when you said the judge in her case missed the that word. I don't think he missed it.
Intentionally.
Yeah.
Let it go. Because it was the state prosecutor that said that. And finally, it's usually when a jury has been misinstructed or when a jury has not had access to all the elements of a trial, that means either the verdict gets thrown out or there's a new trial. Damage is already done for Tina Peters. She's already in jail. But here is the final exchange on the jury being misinstructed.
Here, the jury was affirmatively misinstructed. It was instructed on the misdemeanor, and it found her guilty of that misdemeanor beyond a reasonable doubt. This isn't the omission of an element. This is a misinstructed jury. How can we correct that by saying, no, we'll just assume that because she could have also been convicted of the felony, we enter that even though we don't have a jury verdict? That's a...
I understand it's a difficult position
okay.
for the people to be in.
But it's not a position you have to take.
Yeah, but they did. They took it because here's what they wanted to do. Because I think Tina Peters caught them red-handed with their hands in the cookie jar on election fraud, and they needed to make an example of her. They needed to punish her, to penalize her, and to send a message to anybody else that would think about trying to protect the integrity of an election. This is what the deep state, this is what the establishment will do to you. And they sent her to jail, much like they did Bannon, and they did Navarro, and they did other people. We'll see. We'll see if the Clintonistas get off on the contempt. I'd say lock them up right now. If what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Let's hope and pray Tina Peters will win her appeal and be let out of prison. 729, the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman are there for you 24-7 should you ever need them. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury do require serious legal representation. And Michael, in my humble opinion, is the best. He's been doing it for over 40 years. He's helped meet family members of myself, WCBM, our listeners. And he's done that with great expertise, and so much so that over the last several years, he's been named the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland. Their specialty, obviously, is serious accidents resulting in serious injury, but any injury from a fall or anything else, anytime that you're injured through no fault of your own, then you're going to want to call the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. 410-363-6848, toll free, 1-800-782-7203, or go online, maflaw.com. Coming up next, hundreds of millions of dollars have been lost in the state of Maryland. Who's watching the till? In for Maggie, here's Jill Powell.
It's 7:30. Good morning. Here are your local WCBM News headlines. Maryland Governor Wes Moore and U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy have agreed to fast-track the reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and the American Legion Bridge. The two said they made significant progress during a meeting yesterday toward accelerating the two critical bridge projects that serve Baltimore and the DMV areas. Fewer Marylanders approve of the job Governor Wes Moore is doing in the state. A Gonzales poll shows 52% of voters approve of the governor's performance, while 41% disapprove. This marks a significant decline from his previous approval rating of 64%. Taxation remains a sticky issue, with 58% of Marylanders feeling they pay too much in taxes. The search is on for a silver Honda sedan wanted in connection with a series of break-ins early Sunday at businesses in Catonsville. Security cameras recorded a break-in at Blue Iris Flowers, one of seven businesses broken into on Frederick Road. Metro Crime Stoppers is offering a $2,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest. Police report the vehicle has Maryland license plates 9GM7554. Meantime, the Baltimore County Police Chief, the county executive, business owners, and others will take part in a community walk in Catonsville this afternoon to offer their support in light of the recent break-ins. Today's walk begins at 3:30 at Councilman Pat Young's district office in the 700 block of Frederick Road. The father of one of Rachel Morin's children has pleaded guilty and been sentenced on 8 counts of possessing child pornography. Morin was a mother of five who was murdered on the Ma and Pa Trail in Bel Air in 2023. 51-year-old Matthew McMahon will serve 1 year behind bars, must register as a Tier 1 sex offender for 15 years, and cannot live, work, or be in contact with any minors. And Anne Arundel County Police have launched a new 12-hour patrol shift to replace the department's long-standing 6-3 rotation. The new model gives officers every other Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off to prioritize wellness and improve their work-life balance. We'll have the winning Maryland lottery numbers after this.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, May 2025.
Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 655. Pick 4, 5523. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The accident on the Beltway is on the inner loop as you're coming up to I-70 and Security Boulevard. We still can't see it. It's out of camera range looking at the camera, which is overhead at Route 40. But the backup begins at Route 40. Now it's backing up towards Edmondson Avenue and back to Frederick Road. Maybe if the state highway can turn the camera at Dogwood Road South, we might be able to see which lane it's in. Not sure, but I think it's right underneath I-70. Definite delays, though, coming up the hill now from Frederick Road and up through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off frigid for your Friday morning. Temperatures in the teens and 20s, but single-digit wind chills, so make sure to bundle up. We don't get much warmer this afternoon with temps in the mid to upper 30s. Tracking a couple of systems that could bring some rain and snow this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. The Giants seem like John Harbaugh's most likely landing spot from the moment he was fired by the Ravens last week, and now it's on the cusp of coming to fruition. 5 years, $100 million to coach the lowly Giants back to NFL credibility. According to The Athletic's Ian Connor and Charlotte Carroll, Harbaugh told at least one person shortly after being fired, "I think this is the job for me." Former Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken is expected to become the Giants OC. Harbaugh also reportedly interested in bringing Anthony Weaver on to be the defensive coordinator. Meanwhile, the Ravens search continues. Yesterday with Mike McDaniel being interviewed. Today with Rams passing game coordinator Nathan Shellhaas. And Sunday with Niners DC Robert Saleh. That would bring the Ravens to a total of 13 candidates interviewed. The list will get pared down for owner Steve Bisciotti's review next week. Major League Baseball news. This is just getting absurd. The Dodgers signing free agent outfielder Michael Tucker to a four-year, $240 million deal, adding another superstar to the two-time defending World Series champs, upping their payroll past $400 million. It recalls the comments of Orioles owner David Rubenstein in Davos, Switzerland, early last year.
Well, I wish it would be the case that we would have a salary cap in baseball the way other sports do, and maybe eventually we will, but we don't have that now.
Elsewhere, the college basketball point-shaving scandal continues to grow and now includes a local Baltimore school. ESPN reporting that more than 39 players on 17 NCAA Division I teams participated in fixing games, and Coppin State University is now one of those teams, fixing a game at home against South Carolina State in March of 2024. WBA lightweight world champion Gervonta Tank Davis continues down the path tread by many fighters before him. The Miami Gardens Police Department and the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force, that sounds menacing, are searching for the Baltimore native for an alleged domestic violence incident that happened in October. This is at least the third such incident that Davis has been involved in. Davis grew up in West Baltimore, now lives in Parkland, Florida, and has a boxing record of 30-0-1. And finally, what was your welcome to the NFL moment was the question posed to Hall of Fame Vikings and Giants quarterback Fran Tarkenton on The Honeydew. That's a podcast hosted by comedian Ryan Sickler. Tarkenton took us all the way back to 1961.
We played the Baltimore Colts in an exhibition game, and I had one bar.
Yeah, meaning one bar across his helmet.
And Gino Marchetti, who's a great, great defensive lineman, and he cracked me right across. And so I came in at halftime, and I said, "I'll take a double bar."
Marchetti was the Miles Garrett of his time, and by the way, the last non-kicker punter to wear a single-bar helmet was Redskins quarterback Joe Theismann in 1985. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a famous quote from Tom Brady that resonates in Baltimore.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
specific.
Sean, this quote from Tom Brady goes to the heart of the reason why the Ravens have been underachievers in the playoffs over the last, what, five, six, 7 years. Quote, every quarterback can throw a ball, every running back can run, every receiver is fast, but mental toughness is what we talk about that translates into championships. Let me tell you something. Harbaugh, you can blame him. Coaching decisions, strategy, clock, whatever. Okay, every coach does that. But the mental toughness that Lamar lacks in the playoffs and the mental toughness that other Ravens players, like Zay Flowers fumbling at the goal line, Mark Andrews fumbling and not being able to catch the two-point conversion, Tyler Huntley, remember he tried to dive over from the two-yard line against Cincinnati. From the two-yard line! Mental toughness. And is it the job of the coach to instill mental toughness, or is mental toughness just inherent?
You know, I think it's a combination. I think there are some guys that are just born leaders, some guys that are naturally mentally tough or learn to become mentally tough. I never played at that level. I played at the collegiate level. I do remember coming out of high school playing collegiate ball, even at a Division II school then. Everybody wants to win. And you get up there and you play, everybody is fast and strong.
Absolutely.
And they're just as talented and skilled as you are. The ones that make their mark are the ones that are mentally tough, that put in the practice time, that study their film. It's more than just physical performance on the field.
Right.
There's a mental component that not everybody has.
We can debate who's responsible for mental toughness, but I'm going to stake my claim that it's up to the player at the end of the day to be mentally tough.
Yeah, you can't make a leader out of someone that's not a born leader. Some born leaders. Some, I guess, can acquire it through, you know, if their track record is successful and they start speaking up. But you're right. And that's what, you know, you got Brady, you got Montana, you got Unitas. Some of the greatest quarterbacks of all time were mentally tough. And the ones that have a lot of athletic skill that don't get there, they're not as tough.
The number one characteristic that you want in a quarterback.
Yeah,
mental toughness.
I agree. Because when the bullets are flying, you want people to kind of zero in on just the game and not the distractions around them.
You got it.
Thanks, Garrett. Appreciate that. A whistleblower says they've received almost no response after reaching out to more than a dozen lawmakers in November regarding the alleged scheme involving Maryland food stamps, known as SNAP. The whistleblower, former senior official of the Department of Human Services, sent their email to 18 Democrat lawmakers, along with Democrat Governor Westmore's chief of staff, Lester Davis, and the Office of Legislative Audits. The whistleblower said they never heard back from the governor's office or any of the lawmakers except Democrat Senator Corey McCray, who serves the whistleblower's district. And McCray told Spotlight on Maryland and Fox 45, any correspondence received was forwarded to the appropriate parties for review. Brooke Conrad of Spotlight on Maryland caught up with Delegate Luke Clippinger, who did receive the email from the whistleblowers about the SNAP error rate, and here's what she found.
I mean, I was wondering if you did respond or if you had heard about this before.
I had not heard about it before. I'd have to go and look and see. As chair, former chair of the Judiciary Committee, we wouldn't have any direct role in dealing with that issue. So it wouldn't have come to me. It would have gone to another committee chair, so I would have deferred to them.
And you didn't refer to Office of Legislative Audits or anything like that?
It would have gone to a different committee chair to deal with that. That issue isn't something the Judiciary Committee dealt with.
You know, I've been thinking, I don't know if he reads his emails or he's got a staff that reads his emails for him and flags which ones he'd been. But I would think if you read an email alleging that there is fraud within the SNAP program or the state of Maryland, I think that would be a red flag. Either the staff should catch it or Clippinger, if, you know, I don't know how connected or disconnected he might be.
I know nothing.
It's so true. Governor's Press Secretary Omar Moussa told Spotlight that whatever scheme was discussed, it was never implemented. Here's a whistleblower taking Governor Moore to task.
I have a legal background. It is disingenuous to claim that you had an investigation that came to credible conclusions if you don't speak to those who made the allegations. It's nonsensical. And they weren't just, I think they're doing something wrong. It was very specific with the chronology and sequence. Not once at any time did anybody in the governor's office reach out to me or to anybody else. So this was not a fact-finding investigation. It appears to be a whitewash and a cover-up.
Yeah. Whitewashing and a cover-up. And now, the scheme never was implemented. Well, but it was discussed at least 10 or 11 times, according to one whistleblower, before they left that agency. And it just, and if you forgot, they were scheming on how to keep the error rate high to buy them extra time under the One Big Beautiful Bill so they didn't have to pay $250 million in a penalty to the feds. All right, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Now would be the time to give us a call. Reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And do it right now. Reserve your spot. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Whiskey Nuts.
And brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast. The pace a little better now coming up the Beltway from Frederick Road. The wreck was on the inner loop near Security Boulevard and I-70. We never did see it. The camera at I-70 is out. State Highway has decided not to turn the camera at Dogwood down that way so we could get an eyeball on it. But we're seeing a little improvement through there, though it's still backed up to between Edmondson Avenue and Route 40. And then beyond I-70, it's moving okay. Eventually up to Liberty Road. Still nothing major at the tunnels. JFX gets the all clear as well from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Northern Hartford County had an accident with a fuel spill at 165 near the intersection at Route 24. The next home game for the Baltimore Blast is this Sunday at noon against Utica City at Towson University. It's always a great time for the entire family. Tickets are available at BaltimoreBlast.com and at Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, frigid this morning. Temperatures in the teens and 20s. Wind chill will make it feel like single digits. Not getting much warmer today. Again, tracking system right now could be bringing some wintry weather into our area at some point over the weekend. Right now it is sunny and 21 in Owings Mills. It's cold. It is very cold. 26, that's our hot spot. Windy in Ocean City. Yes, Chuck.
The accident is in the right lane. Inner loop. As you're coming up to Security Boulevard, one guy with the hood up, another car behind that, another guy on the shoulder standing on the right side. So we're losing the right lane. Interloop through there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. It is time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got Jim in Pennsylvania as our contestant. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'd like to go last, please.
All right. Very good. Good luck to you. It's Maggie's off today. We've got Michelle, and we have Snookums. Snookums Whitaker.
Snookums Johnson.
Yeah, Snookums Johnson is here. All right. Story one. The Pentagon has announced they're developing and field testing a range of combat robotics, including motion-controlled humanoid fighters and AI-enabled support systems designed for logistics, recon, and direct battlefield engagement. They're calling this the future super soldier, dubbed as AI Joe. The first AI Joe should be ready for battle in 2028, according to the Pentagon. Story 2, a Silicon Valley startup giving a new meaning to the destination vacation by accepting reservations for a planned hotel on the moon. Prices range from $250,000 to $1 million per guest. They're building a lasting human outpost on the lunar surface starting in 2032. The first lunar habitats will be inflatable, can host up to 4 guests for multi-day stays. Visitors can enjoy moonwalks, driving, and golfing during their visits.
Prices out of this world.
Yes. Very good. I see what you did there.
Thank you.
You're going to go golfing on the moon. Where's the ball going to go? Out into outer space.
I don't know. Some of those craters are pretty good sized cups.
Chuck will finally be able to drive the ball.
There you go.
Hunter Biden's baby mama, London Roberts, asked an Arkansas judge to jail Hunter for failing to pay child support. He's got a 6-year-old daughter, Navy Joan, with the former D.C. stripper. And for years, Joe Biden refused to acknowledge Hunter Biden's love child with Roberts. And she was supposed to be getting $20,000 per month. That trickled down to $5,000, and now it's zero. So she wants him locked up. All right, story one, AI Joe is on the brink. Maybe 2028. Story two, hotel on the moon. Maybe the Eagles can sing a song about that. Or story three, Hunter Biden's baby mama wants him behind bars for lack of child support. All right, we'll start with Michelle.
Okay, well, I think number one is true, and I think number three is true because I know Hunter was getting low on funds there. So I'm going to go with number two.
All right, and Michelle goes number two. Chuck?
I don't think they can do a golf course up there. You know, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm going to go with AI Joe.
All right, Chuck goes with AI Joe. Jim?
I'm going to go with number one as well.
All right, Jim also goes with AI Joe. Nobody starts votes for story three, Hunter Biden's baby mama. That is a true story. Yeah, he's squandered most. He put most of his money up his nose.
Yes.
Yeah. Story two, hotel on the moon. That is a true story.
Oh, my God.
Story one is our fake news story of the
wow.
day. No AI Joe as of yet. Not to say that it won't happen, but Pentagon not announcing that.
Very good. We have a winner.
Jim, congratulations. You're a winner. Chuck, you're always a winner in our book.
Thank you.
On our scorecard.
I appreciate the sentiment.
Absolutely.
Or sentiment.
All right. Yes, I always like to give you my sentiment, especially on Facebook.
Yes, I understand. Stop asking me for money. Maybe you can write a check.
I got a call immediately on that one. And I don't think the ink was dry with my cell phone.
As soon as I saw it, I'm calling this sumbitch right now.
All right, the backstory on this is there was an Ed Hale video yesterday. He's got a fundraiser coming up in Sparks, and there was a video that Chuck liked and made a comment along the lines of, oh, geez, wish I could be there. And I've replied to Chuck saying, you could send a check. Bing, ring. Within 30 seconds, my phone was ringing off the hook, folks.
He says, I'm on the line with Southwest Airlines. He says, I don't give a damn. You're going to talk to me right now.
He goes, stay off Facebook while I'm on it.
Right. And stay out of my business.
I actually look for when you're on it.
Right.
You know how you can tell? You know how you can tell people are on Facebook? That's the first one I have. Chuck Whitaker.
That's nice. Now you're following me.
I'm stalking you.
Just
I really
what
am.
I need.
That's right. I'll see you in a couple. 750 Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day. WCBM.com, Rumble, and Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
/7:52. You know, you've heard the name Renee Good, right? Probably 1,000 times in the last couple of weeks. Have you heard the name of Amber Paris? Does that name ring a bell? Have you heard that name? ICE officials say the killing of 15-year-old Amber Paris was entirely preventable. She was in Charlotte, North Carolina, when an illegal alien, repeat offender, was allowed to walk free on bond. He sped through a neighborhood, ran a stop sign, struck and killed 15-year-old Amber Paris. and fled the scene. Charlotte officials rushed the criminal alien out of the jail before an immigration detainer could be issued by ICE enforcement officers. ICE fugitive operations arrested the Guatemalan national on January 12th. So you'll hear a lot about Renee Good, but you won't hear anything about Amber Paris, because that does not fit the narrative of our state-run, drive-by, disgusting corporate media and the Democrat officials that are just without souls or conscience. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the interloop problem is right around Security Boulevard in that area above I-70, and it's taking away the right lane. The trooper now is there. State Highway truck is also there. They're trying to get all this out of the right lane. In the meantime, if you're coming up from Route 40, when you get to the bridge at I-70, just make sure you're in the center and the two left-hand lanes, and you'll be able to be okay after that point. Going up to Liberty Road, and then beyond that, there are no problems at all for the traffic eventually up into the Pikesville area. Northern Harford County, accident with a fuel spill, 165 near Route 24. We're still working on the fire call in Carroll County, still affecting roads at Route 97 at Old Hanover Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Frigid temperatures. It is cold this morning and not going to get much warmer today. We're only in the 20s, and it's going to feel like single digits with this wind. And that's pretty much today, tonight, and then we're tracking a system that could bring some wintry weather in a little bit later on. Sunny and 24 in Edgewater. It is 24 in Baltimore City. Well, as our general insane asylum session is now open, there is now this, and you know, I've been calling for a forensic audit or enema of many state agencies, specifically education and the like. But there's also been calls for a statewide inspector general. We don't have one. And we have lost hundreds of millions of dollars in questionable spending, mismanagement, and losses across multiple state agencies. Yet, unlike Virginia and Pennsylvania, they have independent statewide inspector generals with the authority to investigate wrongdoing, compel testimony, refer cases for prosecution. They have subpoena power, but we don't. Why don't we? Because that would put a limit on the corruption here in the state of Maryland. Here's Baltimore City IG Isabel Cumming and Governor Moore reacting to the concept of a statewide inspector general.
I actually think that Maryland is so due for a statewide inspector general.
Well, I think we have mechanisms in place where that's actually already taking place.
We do? Do we have if we have mechanisms in place, well, let's hear the governor talk a little bit more about these mechanisms.
Well, I think we have mechanisms in place where that's actually already taking place.
Yeah.
Where we have mechanisms all throughout state government that's actually showing what are the performance indicators, what are the measurements to show that taxpayer dollars are being wisely used, and if there is any infraction or specifically illegal infraction, that there's accountability to be had for that.
Is there really? If there was accountability, then why does it continue? Why have we lost hundreds of millions of dollars? Why did we lose $760 million in overpaid unemployment benefits that are now not collectible? And on and on and on it goes. Now, Governor Moore says he has a performance officer that is supposed to be doing this.
It's for procurement, but also they have an expansive mission and now also to include financial audits.
Really? I mean, I don't even know who the performance officer is. Do you? Have you ever heard the individual's name? And apparently, you look it up in the job description, and nowhere does it say that A, doesn't have subpoena power, B, can't initiate audits, doesn't do audits. So I don't know how you track waste, fraud, and abuse if you can't subpoena and you can't conduct an audit. Now, Senate President Bill Ferguson says there is an office that does do audits.
Yeah, we already have it. I think the Department of Legislative Audits is fundamentally one of the most professional and effective entities that has existed for the last 30 years. They are professional auditors that are that look for waste, fraud, and abuse, both on a financial basis and also on a performance basis.
Yeah, and while that's true, what he says, The audits he's talking about here have documented significant breakdowns in government operations, such as nearly $1 billion, with a B, in questionable taxpayer-funded transactions across three state agencies, as reported in the last 60 days. Nearly $1 billion. And then we have $750 million in the uncollectible overpayments of unemployment. So you add them together, that's, you know, $1.7 billion. How much is our deficit? $1.4 billion. Wow. Maybe if you actually went after the waste, fraud, and abuse, you wouldn't be in a structural deficit. And Isabel Cummings says, it is time. It is time that the state of Maryland have a state inspector general or watchdog.
The state, which is, I hear, is the richest in the United States of America, doesn't have an inspector general to watch out for the public. We need to know that we have an independent watchdog doing the job of watching our taxpayer money.
Yeah. Well, if you, for instance, in New York State, the inspector general there, her state's laws funnel all corruption, fraud, criminal activity, conflicts of interest, or abuse to her office in New York. And that, New York has got its own problems, but at least there's a path. There's a process. There is a protocol to weed out this stuff and find it and then punish those that are ripping us off. Not here. Not in this state that is one of the most corrupt states in the entire country and will remain so until we get a statewide IG. Up next, we'll be covering the Maryland General Session. Stay tuned.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. American military forces in the Caribbean have seized another sanctioned oil tanker. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem declined to say how many oil tankers the U.S. is currently tracking.
I can't speak to the specifics of the operation, although we are watching the entire shadow fleet and how they're moving. I'm very proud of our Coast Guard, how they've partnered with the Department of War to do unprecedented actions in bringing these flags under jurisdiction that often, or these ships under jurisdiction that in many instances aren't flagged or they're affiliated with a country, moving this unauthorized oil to avoid our sanction policy.
Meanwhile, Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, used her first State of the Union message to advocate opening the state-run oil industry to more foreign investment. The declaration followed the Trump administration's pledge to seize control of Venezuelan crude sales. In the Iranian capital today, a cleric leading prayers demanded the death penalty for detained protesters. The sermon was carried by Iranian state radio and sparked chants from those gathered for prayers. Earlier this week, President Trump said Iran had halted plans to kill protesters after he threatened U.S. military action. For the first time, NASA has carried out its first medical evacuation. It brought a space crew home more than a month early because of an ailing astronaut. NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman.
To be overwhelmingly clear, Crew 11 was a very successful mission. While this was the first time we had to return crew slightly ahead of schedule, NASA was ready.
He said the astronaut in question is fine right now and going through the proper medical checks. SpaceX guided the capsule to a successful splashdown off the California coast. Stock futures are pointing higher this morning. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experienced scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Rovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
All right. So the incident on the inner loop just after I-70 is cleared now. It was apparently a broken down vehicle in the right lane. Gone. They pushed it out. Completely gone. Everybody's moving again. It's going to take a little while for that to settle down. We're just now getting all the traffic up in the last 7 or 8 minutes past I-70 and then up to Liberty Road. The tail end of the backup, though, is still back right around Frederick Road. So we'll come back in the next report and revisit that. But at least you're on the move once again. Up in Harford County, northern Harford County, accident, fuel spill, ice on the roadway 165 near Route 24. Carroll County, they've been working on a structure fire, Route 97 at Old Hanover Road. And just check through Annapolis, all is well. Even I-97 this morning, not much of a backup southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off frigid for your Friday morning. Temperatures in the teens and 20s, but single-digit wind chills, so make sure to bundle up. We don't get much warmer this afternoon with temps in the mid to upper 30s. Tracking a couple of systems that could bring some rain and snow this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 23 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Baltimore City has declared a code blue extreme cold alert in effect through this morning. Overnight temperatures coupled with wind chills this morning were expected to plummet to dangerous levels. The health commissioner issues alerts during periods of extreme cold to protect vulnerable populations. Residents can call 311 for information on shelter locations. One person is dead after a triple shooting in Baltimore's Southern District. Police responded to the 2100 block of West Patapsco Avenue around 9:30 last night. One man pronounced dead at the scene. Two other men, ages 24 and 38, were found nearby suffering from gunshot wounds. They were taken to a local hospital for treatment. Mayor Jared Lippman is concerned about recent immigration enforcement in Annapolis. He says officials learned this week that federal immigration activities are being conducted within city limits and just beyond the municipal borders, resulting in the detention of four people. He says the actions were not coordinated with the city and there was no advance notice regarding the ICE operations. And a proposed bill in Annapolis would place an additional tax on firearms, ammunition, and gun accessories to fund violence prevention programs, trauma care, and victim support. The legislation includes exemptions for certain firearm sales, including purchases made by law enforcement agencies, the military, and the National Guard. Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 6, 5, 5. Pick 4, 5, 5, 2, 3. And the pick 5, 8, 5, 7, 2, 8. At 8:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Sprunin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. One characteristic among many of the coaches the Ravens have interviewed so far is a previous lack of success as a head coach in the NFL. Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti addressed this at Tuesday's press conference.
Unlike 18 years ago, I am very intrigued by coaches that were the hottest offensive and defensive coordinators 5, 6, 7 years ago in their cycles and got jobs and went to teams that were non-competitive.
Among those that fit the bill include Cliff Kingsbury, Vance Joseph, Mike McDaniel, Brian Flores, and Matt Nagy. In all, 13 coaches will be interviewed before the process is over, and then next week the list will be pared down. Meanwhile, the Giants are zeroing in on their man, and it's former Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. A reported 5-year deal worth $100 million joining Andy Reid as the NFL's only $20 million per year head coaches. The Giants have the 5th pick in the upcoming draft and are estimated to have between $40 and $50 million in cap space this year, over $100 million available in 2027. And finally, more news coming out now on the point shaving scandal rocking college basketball. And now it appears that 2 Baltimore area teams are reportedly involved. An unnamed Coppin State University player was texted by a fixer during halftime of a 2024 game against South Carolina State, urging the player to underperform in the second half, and other fixers bet a total of $458,000 on Towson University to cover a first-half spread against North Carolina A&T in February of 24. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles getting busy in the Dominican. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Kingtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, day 3 of the Maryland General Assembly session. As part of our expanded coverage, we're reaching out to our partners at the Baltimore Sun for some additional coverage throughout the session. Joining us now is one of the Baltimore Sun reporters, Tinashe Chingarande. Tinashe, good morning. Welcome to WCVM.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. You got a couple of pieces out this week, and the first is was yesterday that apparently this redistricting thing kind of quieted down over the holidays, but it's back now. And are the National Democrats applying pressure to the Maryland Democrats to redistrict that one seat of Congressman Andy Harris?
So what we do know from our reporting at the Baltimore Sun is that National Democrats are still keen on Maryland eliminating its sole Republican congressional district. And so it's not necessarily that they're applying pressure, but what I understand from what my sources have told me is that National Democrats have been meeting with senators in Maryland who have very notably opposed redistricting. So what National Democrats are doing is they're meeting with these senators to sort of lay out the stakes of what could happen on a national scale if Maryland doesn't redistrict. So what we do know is that last week, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries had a meeting with the senators in the Black Caucus to sort of lay out the stakes of what's going on. But the senators themselves haven't sort of changed their stance on this issue. What they did tell me was that they went to this meeting, listened to Jeffries, and they're still sticking with their talking point.
It seems like Senate President Bill Ferguson has been the lone voice in the wilderness here, warning his party that, you know, be careful what you ask for, because, you know, we could get to this thing and redraw the district and it goes to the courts and we could end up losing seats. Is that just a concern for Ferguson, or are there other Democrats who share that?
So if you look at it from a national perspective, it could look like Bill Ferguson is the lone voice opposing redistricting in Maryland, but he has the support of his caucus. I mean, last month he took an internal, informal poll of his senators to see where they stood on the redistricting issue and whether they would support a measure if it came to the Senate floor in Maryland. And what we learned at the Baltimore Sun is that 24 out of 34 Democratic senators actually oppose redistricting. So as things stand, Bill Ferguson has the support of the majority of his caucus. And unless they decide to buck the line, redistricting may not happen without their support and his support.
What about over in the House with the newly minted Speaker, Jocelyn Peña-Melnick? What do the numbers look like over there?
So what we have seen in the House is that there is appetite to redistrict. I mean, last year, as soon as Governor Moore created his redistricting advisory commission, there were even some delegates who had proposed legislation to pursue redistricting. And as far as we know, there's not that much opposition in the House because the House pretty much is in the same mind frame as National Democrats. They feel that Maryland needs to participate in this national effort to counter what Republicans have been doing across several states of redrawing maps to give themselves a winning edge in the 2026 midterms. And as far as we understand at the Baltimore Sun, delegates in the House, Democratic delegates in the House, are very much keen on participating in this nationwide effort to counter Republicans on this issue.
Now you can read Tinashe's piece, Maryland Redistricting at a Standstill. National Democrats want to change that at today's in today's editions and, of course, online. More with Tinashe coming up in just a second. It's 8:13 traffic and weather on the threes. With the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right. The Interloop, a little slow yet, but it's improving. Coming up now from Frederick Road crossing Route 40, we had the broken down vehicle there for about 25 minutes on the Interloop near the bridge at I-70. So that's been gone. And again, we're making some progress now as we're looking upstream there a little bit, coming up towards the ramp at Security Boulevard, going up the Liberty Road. Much better. All four lanes are open. So that should clear itself out in the next 10 minutes or so. The rest of the Beltway is doing fine. JFX, you're good. From Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown, there are absolutely no delays. Completely clear right now, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. In a word, it is going to be cold, at least today, tonight, tomorrow, etc. Right now we're in the 20s. Wind chills could be in the low teens and expected to be that way tonight and tomorrow. We're tracking also a possible winter mix. It may be coming in over the weekend as well. Right now, downtown Baltimore, sunny and 24, 23 in Pasadena. On our hotline this morning is Tinashe Chingagrande. She is a Baltimore Sun reporter. And the other piece that you wrote had to do with the 287G program, Tinashe. And it looks like that Maryland Democrats are hell-bent to end the 287G.
Yes. So we actually spoke to Senator President Bill Ferguson earlier this week. And one of the things he said was that looking at how ICE has been operating in Maryland and also how ICE has been operating across the country, Democrats feel as though ICE has taken on untraditional methods of enforcing immigration laws. And so one thing Democrats have pointed out is they're uncomfortable with the use of face coverings. They're uncomfortable with what they describe as excessive and necessary force being used to enforce immigration laws. And so one of the things that and opportunities that Democrats found in Maryland is the opportunity to end these 287G agreements, which about eight counties in the state currently have signed. And the thing with these 287G agreements is that they allow for ICE to coordinate with local law enforcement officers in enforcing immigration laws. And so essentially, if an undocumented immigrant has been arrested and is kept custody in a local jail, this 287G agreement would allow for local enforcement officers to start initiating deportation proceedings. But it seems like Democrats have no appetite for that to even continue to exist. They just very much want to sever any ties and any working between local law enforcement officers and federal ICE officers.
You wrote in your piece that local officers and sheriff are warning against ending it because, it seemed to me if there were in the 23 counties, if all the counties participated in just the light version of 287G, you would then hand over criminal illegal aliens to law enforcement and or ICE for detention and deportation. They wouldn't be released back into the community. Did the Democrats feel that maybe the communities are less safe if criminal illegal aliens are released back into their communities?
So So the argument that sheriffs made is that if 287G agreements end, the way local jails work is that whoever is held in custody is held for a temporary amount of time. And with 287 in place, it allows for the local jails to process deportation, to begin deportation proceedings and not have to, you know, risk a undocumented immigrant who's in custody being released before they actually get inserted into the deportation proceedings. And what sheriffs have said is that inadvertently, if 287G is eliminated, it makes our streets safe. It makes our neighborhoods, it makes our streets and neighborhoods unsafe. And they also argue that law enforcement officers could also be at risk as they're carrying out their duties out there if some of these undocumented immigrants are left loose. And when I talked to Democrats, they said that they don't really see that concern. They said that as much as, you know, undocumented immigrants could be held in custody, they very much feel like the law enforcement systems that currently exist still keep these people accountable and still keep them in custody, and that sheriff's concerns are essentially false and unfounded.
Are you aware of any other anti-ICE bills or legislation percolating in the House or Senate?
So outside of this 287G bill, there is also a bill that's being pushed by Democrats in both chambers to ban the use of face coverings. So ICE, what Democrats want to do is prevent ICE agents from covering their faces whenever they go out in the streets and go out into neighborhoods and enforce immigration laws.
All right, very good. Tinashe Chingarande from the Baltimore Sun. You can read her piece yesterday and today at the Sun Online or in today's editions. Tinashe, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on.
It's our pleasure. Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chingarande, and that is something that, again, I just it's interesting, this redistricting battle, because facing the Senate against the House here in Maryland, she reports that 24 out of 34 state senators oppose the redistricting, and over in the House, they're for it. So kind of a battle now between Jocelyn Peña-Melnick and also between Senator President Bill Ferguson, and then you have Governor Moore, who also was the first to try to jump on board on that. We'll hear from the governor a little bit later on in the program as he weighs in on ICE and get that. He obviously is, you know, sort of good buddies with Tampon Tim. I don't know if you knew that or not, but he'll tell us all about it coming up in just a second. Right now, it's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Joining us is Vinny Steele. Vinny Steele, Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. And as he does each and every Friday, Vinny is back with us again. Hello, Vinny.
Hey, Sean. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. Hopefully, you're staying nice and toasty this morning. Got the fireplace all... awesome hot chocolate, whatever you need to do. So I thought we'd start the year talking about the changing market of what home sellers should be planning, and let's think warm thoughts of what they should be doing if they're thinking of selling this spring or summer.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that's a really good place to start, Sean. You know, we've been having a lot of these conversations since the beginning of the year. I think home sellers are starting to realize that the market has changed, and simply putting a sign in the front yard, throwing it up on the multiple listing service, it's not going to be enough, especially if they're trying to get top dollar or move within a specific time frame.
Okay, so if I'm a seller out there and I want to be sitting on the market forever and just want to get this done ASAP, what do you say?
Well, as you know, every home seller situation is different, and we take the time to understand which one of our programs is going to fit their needs the best. But like programs like our Fix It to Sell have become very popular because most homeowners think that they know what improvements to make, but they may be surprised that they don't need to do anything and still get a full market value offer on their home.
So just because they're calling about your Fix It to Sell, you may have a buyer already lined up who will buy it as is at their price?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, if they do choose to do repairs, it's knowing what repairs to make to ensure you're getting a good return on your investment. So a good rule of thumb is at least 50% over your investment to consider it, with the goal of doubling your investment. So we often say if it makes dollars, it makes sense.
Yeah, indeed. I like that. And with your Fix It to Sell, you pay for the repairs and the seller reimburses you at closing.
Yeah, that's right. It's simple. Seller gets access to our contractors, whom we have negotiated pricing up front, to ensure that they're getting the best deal. So if you're thinking about doing some work on your home, don't spend a dollar until you give us a call. We'll give you a free as-is and repaired market evaluation. You can reach us, call or text 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or visit us, vinnystio.com.
Very good, Vinny. Thanks again. Stay warm. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Sounds great, Sean. Thanks so much.
All right. You too. That's Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee, Realty, 410-709-7515. Coming up, still we'll hear from Governor Moore on what advice he's giving the Tampon Tim about President Trump and ICE in the state of Minnesota. And also right after the 7:30 news, Delegate Nino Maggioni joins us on the House. It's the first 3 days of the new session. We'll get his perspective and thoughts and analysis coming up in just a second. It's 8:23. Traffic weather on the threes now with the update. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so I thought this backup here on the inner loop above Route 40 towards I-70 would be gone by now, but it's still just kind of plodding along. There's some gaps in the traffic, but it's just that one area from Route 40 to I-70, and then it starts moving a little better eventually up towards Liberty Road. We had a problem there for about 25 minutes with a broken down vehicle that was in the right lane. So that's the reason for the brake lights. You'll be on your way once you get up into the area at Liberty Road, moving north from Security Boulevard and up through that area. But it's just taking a little bit longer than I thought it would, so we're still slow right through there. If you're in Lutherville now, there's a new minor accident, York Road at Seminary Avenue. That would be just outside the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, bitterly cold, frigid, as they say, teens and 20s today, and we're going to have a tough time getting above 30, that's for sure. Wind chill makes it feel much colder, single digits, perhaps low teens, and today we're still keeping an eye on this system. It could bring some wintry mix into the area by the weekend. Cloudy 22 in Bel Air, it's 23 in Severn. Time for, once again, from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem at Fort McHenry, Baltimore. We celebrate America 250. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. On this day, 1777, Vermont declares independence from New York. That was a good move on their part. Elsewhere, it was on this day in 1865, General William Sherman issues his Field Order Number 15, redistributing confiscated southern land to newly freed black families in 40-acre plots. Remember, that's where the origin of the term 40 acres and a mule came from. 1870, Virginia becomes the eighth state readmitted to the U.S. after the Civil War. Remember, they broke off prior and seceded. 1879, the Windom Resolution by Minnesota Senator William Windom, encouraging black migration out of the South. It helped trigger the exodus of 1879. 6,000 Southern blacks fled to Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas for the state of Kansas. Just incredible. And finally, it was on this day in 1919, the 18th Amendment to the Constitution, authorizing the prohibition of alcohol, was ratified by a majority of U.S. states. It led to, of course, bootlegging and speakeasies, to say, until it was overturned later. Of course, imagine having to go without that for a couple of years. Anytime you ban something, you just create a greater demand for it, and I think they recognize the error of their ways. And that's Look America's 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Yeah, and I just got a Obey has texted in a message. If 287G is done across all counties, there will be more immigration enforcement actions taking place in a secure, controlled environment with less danger to the public and ICE agents. When the offenders are released, a tactical operation had to occur out in the public, and everyone, including innocent bystanders, are at risk. Not to mention the non-criminal aliens are more likely to be caught if ICE is forced to encounter more people they had no intention of arresting in the first place. Obey, that is common sense. And that's what we preach and we try to practice here on the show. So that is something that it makes perfect sense to me. It should make it to just about everybody else, that is for sure. A joint statement has been issued by Governor Moore and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, saying that they all agree that building a great big thing shouldn't be impossible in America. That includes the Francis Scott Key Bridge, the American Legion Memorial Bridge, two major infrastructure projects essential to Baltimore and the Beltway economy. During today's meeting, we made significant progress, said the governor and the secretary. We agreed to accelerate the reconstruction of both the Key Bridge and the American Legion Bridge. We also made significant progress on cost sharing for the Francis Scott Key Bridge to ensure fairness. Our teams will continue to hash out the final details to ensure both critical bridge projects are completed quickly and affordably. And the only question is, will it retain the name Francis Scott Key? There are those who say it won't, and others who say, yes, they will keep it for historical purposes. But again, if woke rules the day here in Maryland, all bets are off. All right. Still to come, we'll hear from the governor a little bit later on in this hour. Delegate Dito Mangione is up next as we go on the house. Right now, 8:30 with news headlines in for Maggie. Here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 8:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Interest was renewed during the opening of the 2026 Maryland General Assembly session Wednesday to establish an independent statewide inspector general position. Recent audits show the state has flagged hundreds of millions of dollars in questionable spending, mismanagement, and losses across multiple state agencies. Unlike neighboring states, Maryland has no such person with the authority to investigate wrongdoing. Meantime, Governor Moore and U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy have agreed to fast-track the reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and the American Legion Bridge. The two said they made significant progress during a meeting Thursday toward accelerating the two critical bridge projects. Fewer Marylanders approve of the job Governor Moore is doing in the state. A Gonzales poll shows 52% of voters approve of the governor's performance, while 41% disapprove. This marks a significant decline from his previous approval rating of 64%. Taxation remains a sticky issue, with 58% of Marylanders feeling they pay too much in taxes. The search is on for a silver Honda sedan wanted in connection with a series of break-ins early Sunday at businesses in Catonsville. Security cameras recorded one break-in at Blue Iris Flowers, one of several businesses broken into on Frederick Road. Metro Crime Stoppers is offering a $2,000 reward for information at least to an arrest. Police report the vehicle has Maryland license plates 9GM7554. Meantime, the Baltimore County Police Chief, the county executive, business owners, and others will take part in a community walk in Catonsville this afternoon to offer their support in light of the recent break-ins. Today's walk walk begins at 3:30 p.m. at Councilman Pat Young's district office in the 700 block of Frederick Road. And a former congressional staffer from Glen Burnie is in trouble. 43-year-old Christopher Sutherland has been indicted on allegations he stole more than 200 government cell phones and sold them to a pawn shop. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia calls the theft, quote, a direct betrayal of public trust. We'll have the winning Maryland lottery numbers next.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. One of the great frustrations I deal with as a Christian pastor is the biblical illiteracy of many of God's people. I understand that the world as a whole is biblically illiterate, too, but they have an excuse. They don't claim to follow God. But we who call in the name of the Lord know that He's sovereign and that He's providentially ruling the universe that He created, along with everything that is in it, to bring about His perfect will. And He uses imperfect, sinful human beings in the process. Those who know their Bible know the story of Samson, who, in spite of his misplaced love for ungodly women, was still used to bring down the enemies of God. Then there was David, king of Israel, who slept with another man's wife and then had her husband killed. David, as well as Samson, both repented of their sins against God and were used by Him to defeat those who did not honor His name. We all sin and fall short of God's glory, but when we repent of our sin, God can forgive us and use us in mighty ways. Let's pray He's about to do that again here in America. This is Pastor David Lewis at a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Now here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 6, 5, 5, pick 4, 5, 5, 2, 3, and pick 5, 8, 5, 7, 2, 8. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Finally, the improvement that we thought would show up, the interloop of the Beltway coming up from Route 42, I-70 for about the last hour was backed up because of a broken down vehicle near Security Boulevard. Now we're on the move once again. Barring any new problems, we should be fine as you're heading up from Route 40 all the way up through the ramps at Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off frigid for your Friday morning. Temperatures in the teens and 20s, but single-digit wind chills, so make sure to bundle up. We don't get much warmer this afternoon with temps in the mid to upper 30s. Tracking a couple of systems that could bring some rain and snow this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Ravens head coaching search will continue today and Sunday with two interviews scheduled. Rams passing game coordinator Nathan Shell-Haas today. Niners DC Robert Saleh on Sunday, bringing the total to 13 interviewed by Baltimore. The list will get pared down to five or six for Steve Bisciotti's review next week. Meanwhile, it looks like John Harbaugh will be the next head man in New Jersey. Giants looking to close in on a five-year, $100 million contract with the 63-year-old Super Bowl champ. Bisciotti recalling what Harbaugh told him when the owner let him go.
"You don't owe me anything." He said, "You gave me 18 years. He said, "You picked a special teams guy. Who does that?" He said, "You altered mine and Ingrid's life forever."
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Commanders making news, hiring DJ Williams to be their quarterback coach. DJ Williams is the son of franchise great and Super Bowl champion Doug Williams. Orioles news, Masson expanding baseball coverage. Orioles fans will have way more to watch this spring with Masson airing 20 spring training games. As now that the Nats have departed for greener broadcast pastures, Baltimore becomes the network's main focus. Elsewhere, the Birds making a big splash in the international amateur market, signing 10 contract agreements, including shortstop Jose Luis Acevedo, the highest paid international signee in club history. A West Coast win last night for the 12th ranked Maryland women's basketball team. 62-55 over USC, running Maryland's record of 17-1 on the season. Meanwhile, Maryland men's basketball back in action Sunday night, hosting Penn State at the Xfinity Center. 0-6 the Terps are in the midst of their longest losing streak in conference play since joining the Big Ten in 2014. Wednesday night, a special night in high school basketball. Maryvale High School, not in Baltimore County, but in Phoenix, Arizona. Adrian Stubbs becomes the 20th high school basketball player to score 100 points in a game. 70 in the first half, 30 in the third quarter. He set out the fourth. And then there's this from the Dudes on Dudes podcast, hosted by longtime Patriot teammates Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski. Gronk talking about the shape that Ravens running back Derrick Henry keeps himself in.
"Let me tell you, man, this guy don't get tired. I was with my brother, my two brothers, and like we were just looking at his arms, and like his arm was bigger than all three of our arms combined. That's why I don't understand how he doesn't weigh like 280 pounds. Like, I weigh 260, and he's 12 pounds less than me, and I'm like, but your arms are three times the size of mine.
Meanwhile, birthdays. Motorsports legend A.J. Foyt, four-time winner of the Indianapolis 500, turns 91 today, and former Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco celebrating birthday number 41. The time now is 8:37, and that is the week on Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA. Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and yes, the General Insane Asylum is in session. Delegate Nino Mangione trying to keep his sanity as we speak. Good morning, Nino.
Good morning, Sean. At least it's Friday.
Yeah, it is. I want to play something the governor put out right before the session opened to get your reaction to it. And this was a sort of a primer before the this session.
So for this year's agenda, we're going to focus on kitchen table issues, work, wages, and wealth. And we're going to work in partnership with our General Assembly to make sure that we can lower housing costs, that we can lower energy bills, that we can lower grocery bills, that we're going to attract new businesses to the state of Maryland, that we're going to set our students up for success, and we're going to make sure people can feel safe and healthy in their own communities. So while the federal government is attacking our people, here in Maryland, we defend them and we lift them up. And for the fourth year in a row, I will introduce a balanced budget that makes responsible adjustments to our programs, and we are not raising taxes on the people of Maryland. Right, General?
All right, there you go. You know, your reaction to the governor.
Well, there's a lot there, but it's just mind-blowing. The couple things that really stood out, of course, being the taxes, and then he mentioned education spending. He mentioned a lot, but when it comes to this session, Sean, there's a couple things. I mean, I'll just say it's really shaping up to be a challenging one. My top concerns being Maryland's finances, which he tried to act like everything's all hunky-dory right there, and, of course, personal safety. But what you talk about the governor, what worries me about this session is that the Democrat electorate, unfortunately, in the state of Maryland, is so intense for their hatred for Donald Trump that they're so fixated on him that they are turning a blind eye to the governor's failures to manage the state of Maryland. It's not just the fiscal catastrophe, but it's state agencies, it's wasted spending, it's fraud that's going on. These audits have discovered the mismanagement. And this obsession, unfortunately, is pushing Governor Moore to make videos like the one you just played and putting them all over Twitter where they're well-produced, and he looks very presidential, but what he's saying doesn't match the reality. What he's doing also is catering to this ultra-liberal national base, and Marylanders suffer the consequences. And what happened, and we now also, because I'm obviously in the House of Delegates, have a speaker, a new speaker. She struck this tone the other day of compassion and civility. Okay, Sean, whatever. But it changes nothing about her actual far-left record and her hand-picked committee chairs and vice chairs that are moving Maryland further to the left. So if you want to start out, Governor Moore mentioned nothing right there about public safety. Let's start number one. We've seen it. We know it all over the country right now, but especially in Minnesota with the issue of immigration. This is truly unbelievable what they're doing. We're seeing Annapolis, and the Democrats are hell-bent. They are hell-bent on making Maryland the most welcoming state in the entire country for illegal alien criminals. And they're turning it into the most dangerous state for law enforcement, and our brave heroes of ICE, more specifically. They're trying to keep the ICE heroes, trying to keep our community safe, but it's shocking and reckless that they have legislation. We've talked about it time and time again. I want to talk, there's three pieces of legislation for the audience to know what's coming in regards to immigration, ICE, public safety, that are on my radar right now. there's the common sense partnership with 287G that they're trying to get rid of. We know that. Absolutely shocking, outrageous, disgusting comments from the state Senate president. He ought to be ashamed of himself. I can't believe what he had to say yesterday. He compared our ICE agents to this rogue paramilitary force. He ought to know better. Again, he ought to be ashamed of himself. He's the Senate president of the state of Maryland. And here he is talking about our brave heroes of ICE as being this paramilitary force going around the country, causing all these issues where these are illegal aliens. They should have never been in our country. Many of them are committing rape and murder. And we know damn right it's happened in the state of Maryland. We know there's, I never heard the Senate president talk about MS-13 like that or gangs in the city of Baltimore, where he represents, but he goes after our ICE agents, and one of his first priorities is to get rid of them. We have so many examples of where ICE, Kayla Hamilton, murdered 20-year-old artistic young girl, strangled by an MS-13 illegal alien. Rachel Moore, and the list goes on, Sean, we know that. But then there's this other bill when it comes to ICE that's called the Icebreaker Act of 2026. It prohibits the state law the state from hiring with local law enforcement agencies, previous ICE agents under Donald Trump. It's in Baltimore County, as a candidate for Baltimore County, I welcome ICE, not only to the county, but I welcome all of those. For many of these people, Sean, are former veterans. They go to join ICE. They're the best of the best. I wish they would come to Baltimore County. His bill is not only dangerous, it's probably unconstitutional, discriminatory. It's just stupid. But then they have Senate Bill 1, and that is to, listen to this one, right? This is their big dramatic response to ICE, where they're not going to allow them to wear face coverings and masks. These are the same people that shame families, threaten your jobs over COVID masks. Remember, now all of a sudden they don't want federal agents wearing masks when they're doing dangerous jobs and they're under the threat of being doxxed by these leftist lunatics. And these are the same people. They want to know who these ICE agents are. Well, they don't even care who the illegal aliens are. We have no idea. Talk about who's behind the mask. What kind of nation allows people to come in unvetted and no idea who they are, sneaking through a border, maybe murderers, rapists, drug traffickers, violating the laws that Congress has passed? It's not compassion. It's reckless. It's dangerous. The Democrats are inviting more chaos and crime and destruction into our neighborhoods. That's right. Just part of it, Sean.
More to come with Delegate Nina Maggioni on the House. 843, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Several minor accidents, and the city police last couple of minutes busy. North Avenue at Pennsylvania Avenue, Fayette Street at Monroe, both of those on the west side. Herring Parkway at Northern Parkway, and then Baltimore Street on the east side, just around Wolf Street. And all of those are minor, but they had some road blockage and different things. So city police right now are busy. All the interstates doing fine. The interstates into the Beltway all clear. I'm looking at the live shot here. It's nice on a Friday morning to look down and see that the Fort McHenry Tunnel is completely clear all the way down to 395. So nice. Take it easy. 895 is also doing fine. I'm not going to jam it before 9 o'clock. I'll just take it easy. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Must be jam because jelly don't shake like that.
Not in wintertime. Frozen cranberry sauce today, brother.
You're right about that. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Frigid is the word, and it's not a good word. You never want to hear that one in the weather forecast. We're in the 20s right now. Wind chill back down into the teens. Not getting much warmer today with highs in the 30s. We'll take a look at tracking a system for the weekend that could bring some winter weather into the area. Right now, we're looking at 23 and mostly cloudy in Reisterstown, 25 in Annapolis. On the hotline this morning, Delegate Nino Mangione is on the House, day three now of the latest Maryland General Assembly session. And with a $1.4 billion deficit, we have now learned, Delegate, that hundreds of millions of dollars have been flushed down the proverbial toilet here in Maryland due to waste, fraud, and abuse. And there are many are calling for a statewide inspector general position, which we don't have one like New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia all do. And there are some Democrats, actually, that seem warm to the idea. Is there a bill to your knowledge that would establish that? Or if not, maybe you could introduce one.
It's a great question. I'm not aware if there's a bill, and I absolutely agree we need a statewide inspector general. It's just like in Baltimore County, we have an inspector general, but the largest line item veto is education, and the inspector general is not allowed to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in education. So what I'm basically implying is another perfect example of government just lacking the basic common sense to do the job. And when it comes to inspector general, you mentioned, or you played the video earlier, you mentioned Governor Moore, and, for example, our budget, or there's mismanagement of government in both the state level and the spending coming from the legislature. And if you look at it, at the end of his video you played a little, just a moment ago, he talks about we're doing all this and balancing our budget without new taxes. Well, this is, let's go back to that, right? After loving every tax and fee last year, and really for the last 4 years, but especially last year where they rate the biggest tax hike ever with the $1.6 billion in 2025, and now they're having this they're touting their fiscal responsibility. It's really hypocritical, Sean. They've wasted billions in surplus when they came in. They've caused record deficits. The first time ever they lost the AAA bond rating from Moody's. And here's the thing. Despite the tax increases last year, this session, the real challenge is we have to figure out, despite these huge tax cuts that they, or tax hikes, there's another $1.4 to $1.5 billion projected deficit, which is going to grow to over $3 billion by about 2030, by the way. And what we have is a situation only further exacerbated by the fact, look at what we have here with some of the examples that have come out over the last 6 months with this management crisis in the state government and how we operate. These whistleblowers coming out against some highly ranked Governor Moore's officials in the Department of Human Services. You have these allegations that they were faking these SNAP error rates to look better, to the tune of $200 and some million, just to try to stick the bill on the next governor. It's truly unbelievable. Then you have this state audit that found that Maryland's unemployment insurance system overpaid almost $1 billion, $800 and some million in benefits to people that they weren't supposed to. We talked about the State Highway Administration, the audit that revealed $360 million in unauthorized spending for the federal projects. There was a situation, you just talked about the Inspector General. Sean, auditors found that there are 42 state agencies that are exempt from the standard procurement laws, and they spent an estimated nearly $9 billion without the same oversight that we apply to other agencies. So an Inspector General should absolutely be looking into, let's start with those 42 state agencies, and then we can go on. We found out that they were paying $278 million in rent for a building that cost only $7 million to buy. The $278 million was over 15 years, but think about that. A $7 million building, $278 million worth of rent and cost. Absolutely unbelievable. But this is what happens when government gets so big. It's mismanaged. It's not held accountable. There is not something like an inspector general. And this is now the government and the Democrats waste money on things that we would never agree with, right? Abortion funding, for example, transgender surgeries, paying for illegal aliens in many examples of that. There's some things where they go to pet projects. They're not all terrible, but isn't necessary. But the bulk of the waste, or much of the waste and abuse and the fraud, comes in government mismanagement. Sure, we could talk about the increased Medicaid payments. We could talk about some of the social programs. But there's waste and fraud and abuse across them. But it's really government mismanagement where it ultimately leads to a situation where we cannot afford to run the government unless they keep coming back to you, the taxpayer, which is another thing coming this session. How do they close that $1.4 to $1.5 billion gap, Governor, without taxes? I hope that they can do it. I doubt it. But the only way we do is serious cuts, and I agree we need serious cuts. So we'll see. We'll see where this, we have energy costs is a massive issue.
Oh, yeah.
Energy prices. But there's such a concern for Marylanders. And when you have failed policy, again, it comes back to failed policy, Sean. These climate mandates, for example, have made matters worse. I mean, the governor wanting to get rid of and push to entirely clean energy by 2035, that just drives up the Marylanders' rates. I mean, there's real problems ahead. And this session, it is an election year. So we'll see.
Yeah,
but
we will.
I'm very concerned for the future of the state of Maryland.
Thank you, sir. We're out of time. We'll talk to you next Friday to go on the House. Thank you, Delegate.
Thank you, Sean. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day. Brought to you by Town Appliance. You know, a lottery winner in Canada went to a grocery store just before Christmas last month, handed out over $20,000 in gift cards, $300 per card. Patty Warden hit the lottery in 2024 for $70 million. And she's given a bunch of it away since then. Here she's telling her story about giving away some of her money.
Some traumatic things happened to me. Then it turned out I had cancer. And then when I got better, instead of being smart and picking up my life where it left off, I ended up downtown on drugs. I was homeless for some time, sleeping on a park bench. It's changing the aspect of being able to do more for others, but for my personal self, hasn't changed at all.
And today you got a $300 gift card.
What?
With Christmas dinner.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Is that woman giving away that money? Is she married?
Good question. Let's see. Have to look her up.
I might do that. I could use a part-time job. The late ride through Annapolis, looking at you live here right in Sandy Point. It's fine. It's cold, but boy, it looks beautiful. Looks like a summer day, but you know it's not. But everybody's okay, at least on the main span. And even the backups, which have been normally there all week long, today, nothing at all. I-97 southbound at Route 32. The ride towards the Capitol Beltway, 95 and the Parkway. The lanes are open. The Beltway locally is good. And we're absolutely clear and good to go right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a frigid this morning. Temperatures will be in the teens and 20s. Wind chill will be single digits and not getting much warmer today. So I had to say that. And then tomorrow there might be a chance of snow and or rain. Kim has a very troubled look on her face this morning, as you might imagine. Not a fan of the cold weather. I'm not either. I mean, I just, you know, as you get older, it's like, who wants it? You know, when I got up this morning, come to work, it was 17 degrees.
Yeah.
And it felt like 5.
Right.
You know, so it's hard to really get excited about any of that. For 23 right now, Owingsville's 25 in Baltimore City. Kim Klasick live coming up next at 9 o'clock.
Shame. Well, we got lots to talk about today.
We do.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much going on.
Where do you start?
So I know this is going to be crazy because I'm going to start on the Eastern Shore, believe it or not.
Delmarva. Oh, Michelle Gregory.
What's that?
Michelle Gregory?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This story is phenomenal, Sean.
I know. We played it, I think, 2 days ago, and people were going crazy over it. And now you got the mayor and all these other people involved.
And then she goes off on the sheriff because he had something to say. Meanwhile, there's no backlash for the sheriff, rightfully so, because, you know, he, of course, supports ICE. But even with this, I'm listening to her, and she's saying, oh, well, my district's so heavily Democratic that I don't have to worry about it. Meanwhile, I go in, and I see the article where she announced her run for Comical County executive. She announced that back in April.
Well, then she suspended, I thought.
She suspended that race?
I think she suspended. I think she's dropped
out. Okay, because
down.
I was thinking to myself, like, what? This girl is crazy.
Yeah.
Then I go in, I check the election results. I'm sorry, but I was on a deep dive last night. I go in. Do you know she won her race with 334 votes?
Wow.
334 votes. She beat the Republican, Harvey Evans, who had 165 votes. See, this is what we're talking about with Maryland GOP getting, you know, their hands dirty, rolling up their sleeves, and getting out there and just getting these vote numbers up. Because it's all about turnout in so many of these races. I mean, her
district... Yeah, but even on the Eastern Shore, Kim, Easton has become a Democrat stronghold.
Yeah, yeah.
Salisbury has become a Democrat stronghold. So, again, it's...
It is.
The rest of the Eastern Shore is pretty Republican, but not those cities.
Yeah, but when you look at the numbers, because then I went in to look at the number, Sean, of registered voters, right? Whether it's, you know, Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, whatever. There are thousands. And the fact that, you know, this race was won with 334 votes. I mean, it's as simple as getting people to turn out. Yeah, it really
you're
is.
You're absolutely right about that, but who energizes the Republicans these days?
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Anyways, we're going to talk about that today. Of course, we'll talk about what's going on in Annapolis. The big question of the day, when do you think the Francis Scott Key Bridge will finally be complete?
I know. Apparently, Secretary Duffy and the governor smoked a peace pipe yesterday.
Yeah. Yes.
Or something.
Yes. I don't know if Governor Moore, I don't know if he came out of that with an upper hand. I think Sean Duffy kind of pushed him around a little bit.
Well, the statement said they've agreed to accelerated cost sharing. And,
yeah.
You
yeah.
know, so, yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. I want to know, cost sharing is, you know, pretty vague. How much are we sharing?
Right.
What's the amount? What's going on?
Because it went from 100% under Joe Biden
maybe
now it's 50-50. I don't know. I'm guessing.
But where is Wes going to get the money?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
We don't have any.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah. We're broke.
All right. We'll talk about that.
All right. Coming up next, Kim Klasick Live. Stay tuned for Kim. Great Friday show in store for you here today. So thanks for your calls, your comments, your texts, and again, listening, tuning in to Casey and Company. We really do appreciate it. It's been a great week of shows, and we'll pick it all up again next week as well. I never got a chance to do the governor's advice with Tampon Tim, but we'll do that maybe on Monday. We'll save. It's good. It's worth hearing. It gives you something to look forward to on Monday if you don't hear it over the weekend. It's pretty funny. But I want to tell you about Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny and his team are here to make sure that your home sells. And everything they do is designed with that in mind. They've got the database of 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home before it hits the open market. They have your trade your home program. They have the sell your home, stay in your home program for up to 12 months. They have the fixer-upper program if your home needs repairs before you sell and you don't want to deal with the contractors and so on and so forth. They'll take care of all of that, subtract the cost at settlement. And again, now's the time, as we just heard last half hour, to start thinking about if you're going to sell this spring or summer, get your act together and get your house in order now. Call Vinny and he'll guide you through the process. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. He or one of his agents will come out, sit down, and once you agree on asking price and the time frame, and you sign on the dotted line, you sign the contract, your home is then sold. It is guaranteed, and that's how quickly it happens. It's in within a matter of hours. Days, certainly not longer than a week in most cases. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. Thanks to Double X, our executive producer. Great week. See you Monday morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.